请我们读出埃及记。
Could we turn to Exodus?
出埃及记。
Exodus. Chapter 3.
第二节
Verse 2
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现
The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush
摩西观看不料荆棘被火烧着却没有烧毁
And he looked and behold the bush was burning with fire yet the bush was not consumed
摩西说我要过去看这大异象这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢
So Moses said I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sightWhy the bush is not burned up?
耶和华神见他要过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西！”他说：“我在这里。”
When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses!" And he said, "Here I am."
神说：“不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。”
Then he said, "Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet."For the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
又说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
He said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
我们特别注意，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神。
Let us pay special attention to the phrase, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
然后我们看第四章。
And then chapter 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
如此好叫他们信耶和华他们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，是向你显现的。
That they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you.
让我们看创世纪第三十一章。
And then Genesis chapter 31.
第十三节。
13.
我是伯特利的神，你在那里用油浇过柱子，向我许过愿。现今你起来离开这地。回你本地去吧。
I am the Lord, the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, where you made a vow to me. Now arise, leave this land, and return to the land of your birth.
我们这里特别注意，神启示他自己，他说我是伯特利的神。
Let us pay special attention to the phrase that God reveals Himself as the God of Bethel.
感谢主，这个周末我们一直围绕在伯特利的故事上。
Thank the Lord that we have spent this weekend on the story of Bethel.
我们知道这段的故事是我们最熟悉的，也是最陌生的。
We know that this story is very familiar, yet very unknown to us.
如果我们真的要把雅各所做的梦把它解释对了
，If we want to interpret the dream of Jacob correctly,
我们不只要需要新约的话
，We not only need the words of the New Testament.
我们一定要把创世纪里面旧约里面已经的话要把它听清楚
We also have to understand clearly the words already mentioned in the book of Genesis
否则就好像我们玩拼图一样
Otherwise we're just like playing a puzzle
许多时候我们觉得那个图样已经出来了
Oftentimes we think that the image is coming out already
但是你总觉得缺少一些什么
But somehow you feel that there are missing pieces
那个图画不是完整的图画
That picture is not complete
如果所有的那些失去就是失去的那些pieces 失去的那些片段如果真的把它放在一起
If you do put together the missing pieces
你就看见那一幅图画就完整了
You will see then that picture becomes complete
所以巴不得这一次主借助伯特利的故事
So may the Lord through the story of Bethel
让我们有深刻的印象
That we may have a deep impression
我们的神是伯特利的神
Our God is the God of Bethel
我们不只认识我们的主是神的羔羊
We not only know our Lord as the Lamb of God
我们也认识神的天梯
We also know him as a heavenly ladder
而天梯的故事 就是伯特利的故事。
The story of the heavenly ladder is the story of the Bethel.
神不只是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
God is not just the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神也是伯特利的神。
God is also the God of Bethel.
你有没有觉得伯特利的神这几句话非常的特别？
Did you ever feel that this phrase, God of Bethel, is very special?
当神说我是伯特利神的时候，
When God said, I am the God of Bethel,
他记得雅各做了什么？
He remembers what Jacob did.
他所以说他是伯特利的神。
He said he was the God of Bethel.
也许雅各已经忘记。
Because Jacob may have forgotten.
雅各经过了二十年的苦难，很多的事情他都忘了。
After 20 years, maybe he forgot a lot of things.
现在神呼召他，神向他显现。
Now God appears to him.
你可以忘记，我们的主从来没有。
You can forget, but our Lord never forgets.
他说我是伯特利的神。
He said, I am God of Bethel.
你还记得吗？你在那里立了一根柱子，然后把油浇在上面。
Do you remember you set a pillar there and anointed that pillar?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
伯特利的故事，
the story of Bethel
是非常重要的故事。
It's a very important story.
我们应该认识我们的神是怎样。
We have to understand and know how our Lord is the God of Bethel.
我们说到雅各所做的梦，
When we talked about the dream of Jacob,
他梦到天梯，
he dreamed of a heavenly ladder.
然后他怎样醒过来，
And then how he woke up.
他怎样立根柱子，
How he set a pillar.
然后他怎样许个愿，
And then how he made a vow.
我们的这些许多的事都是空前的， 从来没有过的。
We know that all of these things never happened before.
讲到旷野中的教会是第一次。
The first time that the phrase, the congregation in the wilderness is the first time that
那不止如此，神的殿是第一次。
The house of God is mentioned for the first time.
柱子是第一次。
Pillar was mentioned for the first time.
许的愿，那个愿也是第一次。
That vow was also the first.
所以圣灵一定在这里把一个非常重要的讯息给我们。
So the Holy Spirit must be giving a very important message to us.
所以但愿圣灵这一次不放我们过去。
May the Holy Spirit not let us free this.
叫我们里面有启示。
That we may have revelation.
叫我们看见拼图的时候，没有一块的拼图是失落的。
That when we see and look at this puzzle, we may not be missing any piece.
那当我们读这个故事的时候，
As we read the story,
当然我们是从雅各的故事一直连下去。
Of course, we start from Jacob and move forward.
雅各骗了父亲的祝福。
Jacob cheated his father.
现在他要开始流浪了。
Now he was going to start to wander.
因为他哥哥要追杀他。
Because his brother wanted to kill him.
他从此又过一个没有家的生活，是因为
From that point on, he lived a life of homelessness because of his own sin.
然后从别是巴，他走了好长的路，终于要往哈兰那边走。
From Beersheba, he walked all the way to Haran.
然后太阳下山了。
And then the sun set.
他累得不能够再累。
He was so exhausted.
他什么都不想。
He didn't think of anything.
他要的只是旷野中的安息。
He just wanted the rest in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
只要有一个地方让他枕一枕头。
If there was just a place that he could have a pillow.
什么东西都可以做他的枕头。
Everything could be his pillow.
石头也可以做他的枕头。
A stone could be his pillow.
弟兄姊妹，旷野举目望上去什么也没有。
When you look through the desert,
天色慢慢的黑了。
There was nothing, darkness.
雅各是孤单的一个人。
Jacob was a lonely man.
在那么大的旷野里面。
And such a great wilderness.
他什么也都不能想了。
He couldn't think about anything.
他太累了。
He was too tired.
他枕在枕头上。
So he slept on the pillow.
结果他做了梦。
Then he made a dream.
那个梦就是天梯的梦。
That dream is a dream of the heavenly ladder.
所以如果你从这个角度来解释这个梦的话，
So if you look at and interpret this dream from this perspective,
不能说是错。
You can't say it's wrong.
但是你觉得在拼图里面你丢掉一些东西。
But you feel that somehow the puzzle is missing a few pieces.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
雅各有他的一生。
Jacob had his whole life.
但神对雅各有他的工作。
But God had a work in the life of Jacob.
雅各在神的手里。
In the hands of God, Jacob.
雅各以为他过自己的生活。
Jacob thought he was living his own life.
雅各以为说他得罪神了，现在开始流浪了。
Jacob thought he sinned against God, now he had to wander.
不错，恶人必会必定没有平安。
It's true, the evil man has no peace.
神的手现在在他的身上。
The hand of God was upon him.
神管教的手立刻在他的身上。
The disciplining hand of God was upon him.
在犯罪这件事情。
In this matter of sin.
你看神和雅各。 贴得非常的清楚。
God make a very clear demarcation.
但是现在不一样了。
But now it's different.
我们以为说雅各失败了。
We thought that because Jacob failed.
雅各成功了。
Jacob succeeded.
这是雅各的一生。
We thought this was the life of Jacob.
我们完全错了。
But we are wrong.
你看这里有一个人。
Here there was a man.
他以为他过自己的日子。
He thought he was living his own life.
他以为他过自己的一生。
He thought he was living his life.
他没有想到。
He never imagined.
他的一生是在神的手里。
His whole life was in the hands of God.
神在他身上有盼望。
Now God had a hope for him.
就他自己来说。
For himself.
已经77岁了。
He was already 77.
现在已经不是可雕塑的时候了。
He no longer was someone that could be formed.
现在一切都太迟了。
Everything is too late.
但就在一切在迟的时候。
But when everything seemed to be
too late. 神要证明给我们。
God wanted to prove something.
人不能了。
When man,
cannot,
when man is hopeless, then God has hope in him. Our life is but 70 years. Jacob was
147.
77 plus 70.
弟兄姊妹,
what does that mean?
这给我们看见,
this shows us. The 77-year-old Jacob, it was the one who was crawling on the earth. When he reached a certain age,
他已经完全定型了,
he has already completely fixed. He no longer could expect him to change. Any work you do on him is wasted.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thanks the Lord.
现在你看见主在他身上工作,
now we see the Lord working in his
life. 但我们要问说,
when we want to ask,
主到底要做什么工作?
What is it that the Lord is doing?
我们以为主在雅各身上工作,
we thought that the Lord is doing a work in Jacob, but don't forget, the work on Jacob, it is a continuation of the work on Abraham. Abraham was waiting for a city of foundation.
结果圣经说就是神所经营所建造的,
and then the Bible tells us is one that God built and architected.
亚伯拉罕,你不是希望有一座城吗?
Abraham, didn't you hope that he had a city?
神不是在那里经营建造吗?
Isn't God there building and architecting?
还是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
你,
you are but the start of the work of God.
耶路撒冷从你开始。
Jerusalem starts from you.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你听见任何一篇的道,
if you heard any message,
讲到教会,
when it speaks about the
讲到主基督要建造他的教会,
when it speaks about Christ building his church,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你不要忘记了,
don't forget,
不错, 这是神的工作,
this is the work of God.
神要从你开始,
but God wants to start with you.
你不可能听一篇道, 只是当作一篇音乐来欣赏就完了。
You cannot just listen to a message as it's beautiful music.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见神在亚伯拉罕有个工作,
God has a work in Abraham.
And
then Jacob is the continuation of that.
亚伯拉罕生以撒,
Abraham had Isaac.
这是神的工作,
it was the work of God.
以撒生雅各,
Isaac got Jacob.
这也是神的工作,
it was also the work of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
到了雅各,
when it came to Jacob,
我们要问神到底做工作到什么地步呢?
We want to ask what kind of work has God done?
所以如果你从这个眼光来看这段故事的话,
so if you look at it from this perspective,
那弟兄姊妹, 现在你看雅各不是雅各,
you see that Jacob is no longer
雅各是跟亚伯拉罕连在一起的,
Jacob is connected to Abraham,
因为神是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神,
because God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
你不能把它分割的,
you cannot separate them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers
and sisters,
you see that?
等到雅各回来的时候,
when Jacob returned,
他走的道路仍旧是亚伯拉罕的道路,
the way he was walking was still the way of Abraham.
先到世界,
first to Shechem,
然后到伯特利,
then to Bethel,
然后到希伯伦,
then to Hebron,
然后到别十巴,
then to Beersheba.
弟兄姊妹, 你去读雅各的一生,
that is the life of Jacob.
非常的清楚的,
it's very clear.
雅各没有自己的路,
Jacob had none of his own
way. 雅各的路是 亚伯拉罕的路,
Jacob's way is Abraham's way.
雅各要祝福吗?
Does Jacob want blessing?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
雅各的祝福乃是亚伯拉罕的祝福,
Jacob's blessing is the blessing of Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们读圣经一定要弄,
when we study the Bible, we have to be clear. We can't just take it out of context.
你就糊涂了,
then you become confused.
因为你把很多的所有的拼图里面好多的块你把它拿掉了,
because you have removed many pieces from the puzzle.
所以如果你读雅各的一生,
So if you study the whole life of Jacob,
你只是雅各周围的几个拼图的一块一块，你把它放在一起。
So if you put some of the pieces around Jacob together,
好像你还猜对了图画。
As if you have the right picture.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你明白又不明白。
You understand it, but as if you don't.
你好像懂得，你又不懂。
You understand it, but as if you don't.
这就是许多人对于这个伯特利的神。
So that's how many people understand this God of Bethel.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你如果仔细去读这个创世纪的故事,
so if you study the story of Genesis,
你就发现,
you'll discover
28章是接着15章,
chapter 28 follows chapter 15.
你看见雅各到了太阳下山的时候, 他做了梦。
So when the sun set, Jacob had a dream.
神对他说话,
God spoke to him.
神做了一些事,
God did some things.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不要忘记,
don't forget.
就在创世纪15章的时候,
in Genesis 15,
你看见圣经告诉我们说日头日这个太阳正要日落的时候,
it says when the sun was going down,
圣经说日头正落的时候,
when the sun was going down,
亚伯拉罕沉沉的睡了,
a deep sleep fell upon Abram.
所以弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters,
你不要忘记,
don't forget,
伯利恒的梦, 伯特利的梦,
the dream of Bethel,
雅各的梦,
the dream of Jacob,
和亚伯兰的梦发生关系,
has connected with the dream of Abraham.
15章说日头正落的时候, 亚伯兰沉沉的睡了,
chapter 15 it says, now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham.
23章告诉我们说, 雅各他累了, 太阳下山的时候,
now in chapter 28 it says that when the sun set, Jacob was asleep.
那是太阳刚刚要日落的时候,
now was when the sun was just about to set.
你看夕阳无限好，那个西边的太阳非常，特别是晚霞非常非常的美丽,
especially during dusk when the sun was setting, it's beautiful.
但是当亚伯拉罕睡的时候,
but when Abraham slept,
他不是看见天气,
he didn't see the heavenly ladder.
他看见什么?
What did he see?
他看见一个惊人的黑暗落在,
he thought there was a great darkness that fell upon him.
虽然外面还是晚霞，还是这个夕阳无限好，非常美丽的一段。
Even though it was very beautiful sunset,
但是梦里的亚伯拉罕,
but the dream that Abraham had,
圣经说他是日落天黑，他的天已经黑了。
And because the Bible tells us that there was great darkness that fell upon him.
17，日落天黑。 所以你看见说他不是，你明白外面还是夕阳无限好。
So outwardly it looked like it was very bright.
但特别是黄昏的时候。
Especially near the sun.
但是在那个梦里面。
But in that dream.
你看见雅各看见的不是天梯。
And what Abraham saw was not the heavenly ladder.
天梯什么意思?
What is the heavenly ladder?
天梯是个敞开的梯。
Heavenly ladder is an open heaven.
现在不是。
No.
现在大黑暗落在他身上。
There was a great darkness that fell upon him.
他觉得夜幕已经低垂了。
As if the whole night came upon him.
所以现在你明白吗? 对于亚伯拉罕来说。
So for Abraham.
他在梦里面，他已经是黑夜。In
his dream, it was already dark.
那这个时候，神就对他说。
Now God spoke to him.
所以弟兄，你如果读雅各的故事，If
you study the story of Jacob,
你要从亚伯拉罕故事读起。
You have to start from the story of Abraham.
这两个15章跟28章完全是对称的。Chapter
15 and 28 are corresponding to each other.
两个都是日落的故事。
Both speak about sunset.
两个人都说梦。
Both speak about dreams.
一个梦见大黑暗压在身上。
One dreamt of a great darkness upon him.
一个看见天开了。One
dreamt how the heavens opened.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
太阳天开了，好像太阳就出来了。When
the heavens opened, as if the sun appeared again.
这个天开的时候，那个景象和太阳和黑暗压在身上是完全不一样的。When
the heavens opened and the darkness oppressing him is completely different.
然后神就对亚伯拉罕说了一段话。
Then God spoke to Abraham.
那么后来神对雅各也说了一段话。
God also spoke to Jacob.
那么这个时候呢？
Here,
你读15章的时候,
when you read chapter 15,
你看神就做了一些什么事,
then what did God do?
那为了解释这一段，我想我需要稍微的多说明一点。
In order to explain this, I have to explain some other things.
弟兄姊妹，你记不记得15章的故事?
Do you remember the story of chapter 15?
15章呢，刚好亚伯拉罕呢打了胜仗回来。
So Abraham just come back in victory in war.
那么然后呢神就向他显现。
Then God appeared to him.
说你不要惧怕。
Said, don't be afraid.
我是你的盾牌啊大大的赏赐你。
I am the shield, your shield, and I will greatly reward you.
在这个以前呢
before that,
神好几次告诉亚伯拉罕说
many times God told Abraham,
他要把这块地赐给他。
I will give you this land.
而且要叫他这个纵横走遍这地因为他要把整个地赐给亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And you make this land your possession.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当神说我要大大的赏赐你的时候
When God says I will greatly reward you
他心里非常的纳闷
He was、very confused
这个地是神给的
This is the land that God has given me
但想想看
Think about it
如果亚伯拉罕没有儿子谁来承受这块地
If Abraham didn't have a son who will inherit this land
你想想看 Bill Gates
Think about Bill Gates
如果 Bill Gates 他盖的他是全世界的首富
And he is the richest man in the world
他可以盖一个像皇宫一样的房屋
He can build a house It's like a palace.
如果只有他们两个人
If it's just him and his wife.
这个房间可以十个二十间可以三十间都可以
So you can each have 10 or 20, 30 rooms.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
最少有一个 room 应该是 queen's room 或应该是 prince's room 或者是 princess's room.
So there ought to be a room for the prince or the princess.
整个房子是那么大
The whole house is so big.
如果没有后裔
If you had no descendants,
那么弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这不是虚空的虚空。
Isn't this vanity of vanity?
所以这个时候呢，亚伯拉罕就神就亚伯拉罕就对神说了。
So at this time, Abraham,
我没有儿子，你还赐给我什么呢
？I have no son, and you're gonna, what are you gonna provide?
所以我已经决定好了。
So I have decided.
你的应许一定要应验在我身上。
Your promise has to be fulfilled in me.
那我的后嗣当然要承受我的产业。
And then my descendants need to inherit my inheritance.
我相信你的话。
I trust.
你的话一点。话都不能废去
Your word will not pass away.
我要我的我纵横所走的一片地，通通是我的。
I know that every land I walk upon will be mine.
但是我走了以后呢
？But after I walk,
那么这块地是谁来承受产业
？Who will inherit this land?
当然是我的后嗣了。
It is my descendants.
亚伯拉罕他心里想了。
Abraham thought.
神的应许如果要应验的话
，If the promise of God is going to be fulfilled,
那么他知道谁是他的这个后嗣呢
？Who is his descendants?
那么当然，他当初经过大马色的时候，他不是带了一个佣人来了吗
？Of course, remember he brought a servant.
他的名字叫以利以谢。
His name was Eliezer.
所以他说，这个人就要承受我的产业。
That Eliezer will become my descendant.
那这个时候神就对他说
，Then God said,
他这人必不成为你的后嗣。
That this man is not your descendant.
你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
He said, one will come forth from your own body. He shall be your heir.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这句话
this phrase
非常叫亚伯拉罕受试验
really tested Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕最软弱的地方
This is the weakest part of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕身上最碰不得的地方
This is something you cannot touch in Abraham.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
一个最不可能的地方
most impossible part.
他说你本身生的才成为你的后裔。
Because it says, one will come forth from your own body. He shall be your heir.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
我不知道那个时候亚伯拉罕在做什么。
I don't know what Abraham was doing.
我自己猜想。
I was guessing.
那个时候亚伯拉罕跟撒拉应该都在帐篷里面。
Abraham and Sarah are probably in the tent.
你知道上铺帐篷是吗上面就是像是帐篷。
The top of the tent.
但是脚底下就是沙漠。
And then, of course, on your you're stepping on desert.
特别你看到沙漠的。
When you look at the desert,
沙漠是不毛之地。
Desert is
barren
ground.
在这里你根本找不可能生出有任何的生命出来。
You will not find any life.
两个人。
Two people.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
一个是亚伯拉罕，一个是撒拉。
One was Abraham, one was Sarah.
亚伯拉罕看看撒拉。
And when Abraham looked at Sarah,
没有希望。
Hopeless.
撒拉看看亚伯拉罕也没有。
Sarah looked at Abraham, hopeless.
你看见吗？他们看往地上看是沙漠。
When they look at the ground, it's desert.
往对方看也是沙漠。
When they look at each other, it's also desert.
不可能有生命的。
It's impossible that life.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗
？Now you see that?
神知道不行的。
God said no.
如果你看看你自己
，if you look at yourself,
你看看你的环境
，you look at your environment,
你看看你的对方
，you look at your
other half, 不会有事情发生的。
Nothing would happen.
所以这个时候呢
，so this time,
神就领他到外边。
So God took him outside,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
你想吗
？Think about it.
结果呢？结果他说，你向天上观看。
He said, "Look towards the heavens." 数算众星，
你能数算得过来吗？
And count the stars if you're able to count them.
又对他说，
And
你的后裔将要。
So shall your descendants be.
所以圣经说亚伯兰就信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
So then he believed unto the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
那这是一段的故事。
This is a portion of the story.
我们看见说亚伯兰信心的故事。
Now we see the story of faith of Abraham.
第一次圣经提到信。
The first time the Bible speaks about faith.
那第一次也提到义。
It's also the first time the Bible talks about righteousness.
所以这个亚伯兰称义了，是因为他信耶和华。
Now it's reckoned to him as righteousness because he believed in Jehovah.
亚伯兰怎么信啊？
Now how did Abraham believe?
他看看自己。
He looked at himself.
没有信。
Impossible.
但是看看天上的星。
So he looked at the stars in heaven.
你看见吗？你能不能把众星数算过来？
Can you count all the stars?
你的后裔也要如此。
Then so shall your descendants be.
然后神又对他说了。
Then God said again,
我是耶华，我曾领你出了加勒底的乌尔。
I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of Chaldea.
为要将这地赐你为业。
To give you this land and possess it.
所以这个地是你的。
So this land is yours.
亚伯兰说，
Abraham said,
那么我怎么知道这个地是我的呢？
How will I know I will possess it?
他说，你为我取一只三年的母羊、母牛，然后三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊。
Bring me a three-year-old heifer and a three-year-old female goat and a three-year-old ram and turtle dove and a young pigeon.
还有一只斑鸠，还有一只的雏鸽。
Yep.
然后呢，亚伯兰就把这个通通取来了。
Then he brought all these things to him.
然后每样的都把它撇开，分成两半。
And cut them in two.
然后摆在地上。
And then laid it on the ground.
一半跟一半的摆列
，half
是对着的
，half each facing each other.
那不要忘记啊，这是第二天了。
This is the second day.
因为下面说日头正落的时候。
So it says when the sun was setting.
前面因信称义的时候是晚上星星的故事。
Now when he was justified by faith, it was at night.
现在大白天谁要亚伯兰做一件事？
Now it's daytime again.
但神为什么叫他做这件事呢？
Now why did God want him to do this?
这有一个原因的。
There's a purpose.
因为在亚伯兰那个时候。
Because in the time of Abraham.
如果两个人要订合同，要签约的话。
If two people were going to sign a covenant.
那个时候没有签字这件事。
There was no such thing as signing a signature.
如果我们两个人立这个约。
If we want to establish a contract.
什么叫约呢？
What is the contract?
约就是把我把自己献上。是在我本来是自由，什么事都可以做。
So before I was a free man.
那现在呢？我约束我自己。
Now I restrict myself.
那约束我自己有什么好处呢
？What is the benefit of restricting?
就他能够抓住我。
Because then he can lay hold of me.
我也能够抓住他。
I can also lay hold of him.
这是约的意思。
This is the purpose of a vow.
你明白吗
？You understand that?
所以现在如果两个人要签约的话
，So two people want to sign a vow.
就是说现在你没有自由了。
You have no more freedom.
我也没有自由了。
He has no more freedom.
如果你毁约的话
，If you don't follow the vow,
你要怎样怎样怎样
，Then something will happen to you.
所以就是约的故事。
This is the story of a vow.
但那个时候如果要立约，怎么立法呢
？But if you're going to establish a contract, how?
所以办法就这样。
So there was the method.
那个约的背后一定有血的。
Behind that vow, there needed to be blood.
所以在旧约里面立约一定有血的，是血的故事。
So in the Old Testament, when you talk about a vow, it always has to do with blood.
因为这里的母牛不是等头的牛，是片成一半的牛。
Because this is not a complete heifer, it's a cut in half heifer.
所以这里给我们看见有血在背后的。
So you see that there's blood behind it.
你明白吗
？You understand?
但是现在这样。
But now it's this way.
把这个祭牲放在地上。
So put this, this offering on the floor.
两个对着，两个对着，两个对着。
Opposite each other, pair in pairs.
所以这一条中间有一条路。
So now there's a path in between.
这个路的背后就告诉你有血在哪里。
So behind this path, you see that there's blood there.
两个人立约不可能没有血在背后。
So for two people to establish a vow, it's impossible without blood.
这是非常严肃的。
This is very serious.
那么怎么办呢
？Then what do you do?
在那个时候
，at that time,
如果我们两个人立约的话
，if we both have a vow,
那么我们就在两个祭。中间不是有个走道吗
？So then, don't we have a path in between these two?
我希望你们能想象那幅图画。
I hope you can imagine that picture.
如果你是年轻人的话
，If you're a young person,
你可以想到走结婚礼堂的那条路。
Imagine it just like walking down the aisle.
反正就是有一条路就是了。
There's a way there.
要么你和你父亲走那条路。
Maybe you and your father will walk down that path.
但是不管怎么样
，No matter what,
现在也是两个人走那条路。
Two people walking down that path.
我这个条路是怎么形成的呢
？But how do you form that way?
是。牺牲两个对两个的
It is made up of those offerings opposite each other.
母牛这一半在这里, 母牛另外一半在这里。
Half of the heifer here, half of the heifer there.
母山羊的一半在这儿, 另外一半在这儿。
Half of the goat here, half of the goat there.
所以中间有一条路。
Now there's a way.
那么好了, 怎么算签约呢?
Now how do you say that you've established a covenant?
我们两个从约, 从这一头, 一直走到那一头。
So the two of us have walked down that path.
等到我们真的走到那头完了以后,
After we've crossed the other path,
我们两个都签字,
then we would sign.
弟兄姊妹, 你明白吗?
Now no one can regret it.
这样约就完成了。
Now the vow is established.
所以这件事非常有意思。
So this is very interesting.
神要和亚伯拉罕立约。
God wanted to establish a vow.
所以他要亚伯拉罕做这件事情。
So they have to do this thing.
为什么?
Why?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
你看见为什么神要和人立约?
Why does God want to have a covenant with man?
你不要忘记,
Don't forget.
神跟亚伯拉罕中间来做比较的话,
If you compare God and Abraham,
谁比较有能力?
Who has more power?
当然神比较有能力。
Of course God is more powerful.
对不对呢?
Isn't it true?
那么一个有能力的人,
If someone is powerful,
这一个没有能力的人是无可奈何，他一点办法也没有。
For someone that's powerless, he can do nothing.
我举个例子,
Let me give you an example.
比方说挪亚,
For example, Noah.
你记不记得神和他立了约?
God made a covenant with Noah.
你知道为什么神和挪亚立约?
Why did God establish a covenant?
因为只有神和以挪亚立了约，挪亚才会有安息。
So unless God established a covenant with Noah, then would Noah have peace?
你想想看,
Think about it.
经过洪水以后,
After the flood,
你看到处都是洪水啊,
You see, it's flood everywhere.
而且他们最后停在最高的山, 叫做亚拉兰。
And they landed on the highest mountain at Mount Ararat.
那我们最近, 去过那个地方。
Now recently we went to that place.
最高的地方我们没有爬上去。
We didn't go to the highest place.
但是还有一个可能地方就是给你看见有一个地形啊, 好像那个方舟, 挪亚方舟的样子一样。
But there is another place which had a depression which reminded you that the ark could have laid there.
但是不管怎么样,
No matter what.
反正就是现在你看见挪亚这个方舟呢, 结果飘飘飘飘到最高的山上。
So you see the ark floated until the highest mountain.
只有八个人。
Only eight people.
还有所有的动物,
and all the animals.
弟兄姊妹, 那你可以看得出来, 那么长的时间,
you see, for such a long time,
在神的震怒底下,
under the wrath of God,
到处都是尸体,
you see carcasses everywhere.
到处都是洪水,
you see floods everywhere.
他们蒙保守,
they were protected because they were in the ark.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他们感谢主,
they praise the Lord.
我想他们天天过感恩节,
I think they celebrated Thanksgiving every day. We celebrate Thanksgiving once a year. Because there's so many turkeys in the ark.
你看见没有? 这个方舟是美, 你很清楚, 就是他可以天天在那里过感恩节。
So every day he could celebrate Thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹, 后来最后他们终于, 落在地上了,
then finally they arrived.
洪水退去了,
the floodwaters succeeded.
然后他们重新开始过生活,
and they started life again.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你真的像挪亚一样,
if you're just like Noah,
你经过了这个大的浩劫以后,
after you've gone to this great story,
你要心里怎么想?
You have to think, what are you thinking?
神实在是,
So God is a just God.
神没有做错事,
God didn't do anything wrong.
因着公义, 你看他审判全世界,
because he is just, he judged the whole world.
你想到神的公义, 你很难想到神的爱。
When you think about the justice of God, you rarely think about the love
当然了,
of God.
挪亚也想到神的爱。
Of course, Noah also thought of the love
如果不是神的爱, 我们怎么在方舟里?
If it's not the love of God, how can we be in the ark?
如果不神的爱, 怎么我们一家八口还活着呢?
If it's not the love of God, how could the eight of us be alive?
所以他们刚刚从方舟出来的时候,
So after they just came out from the ark,
我再说第五次,
let me repeat, brother.
他们心里的感觉, 一面充满了感激,
their feeling was, on the one hand, they had much thanksgiving.
一面他们非常的惶恐,
on the other hand, they were very afraid.
他们一点的把握也没有,
they had no assurance.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不错,
true,
神爱我,
God loves me.
但是问题在这,
but the problem is this,
为什么神爱我?
Why does God love me?
我找不到答案,
I can't find an answer.
我知道神爱我, 把我放在方舟里,
I know that God loves me, he placed me in the ark.
那现在有个问题,
but now the problem,
神是谁?
God is God.
他今天可以爱我。
He can love me today.
我不能说你为什么爱我。
I can't say why do you love me.
他明天不爱我。
But tomorrow if he says I love you.
我能不能说你为什么不爱我？
If he doesn't love me tomorrow, can I ask him why don't you love me? He is God.
他是最伟大的神。
He is the most powerful God.
他抓的是我。
He can lay hold of me.
我永远抓不住他。
I cannot lay hold of him.
因为他比我大得多。
He is much greater than I.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在这种情形底下。
Under such circumstances.
你过的日子什么样的日子？
What kind of life do you live?
你不知道什么时候神的公义临到。
You don't know when the righteousness of God arrives.
神的审判临到。
The justice of God arrives.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why?
我们都是罪人。
Because we're all sinners.
我们很容易犯罪。
We sin easily.
我们很容易失败。
We fall easily.
我们很容易堕落。
We fall easily.
那么结果什么结果？
What is the result then?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers
and sisters, 你看见吗？挪亚他刚刚从方舟出来。
So when Noah just came out of the ark,
充满了感激。
Full of thanksgiving.
但是他里面不会有安息。
But he had no rest.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
是神叫挪亚能安息。
It was God who caused Noah to be able to rest.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
神和挪亚立了个约。
God established a covenant with Noah.
神是完完全全自由的神。
God was a completely free God.
宇宙中没有一个东西能够限制我们的神。
In this whole universe, there's nothing that can restrict us.
没一个人可以抓住我们的神。
No one can lay hold of our Lord.
他是完全自由的。
He is completely free.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
神愿意降卑他自己。
God was willing to humble himself.
神愿意限制他自己。
God is willing to restrict himself.
他和挪亚做了一件事。
He did something with Noah.
他说我和你立约。
He said, I establish a covenant with you.
结果我就把我自己限定在这个约的里面。
So then I restrict myself in this covenant.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
那个约是什么意思？
What does that covenant mean?
我再也不用洪水来灭这个世界。
I will never destroy this world with flood water.
这是他和他所立的约。
This is the covenant he has made.
所以挪亚你不要担心。
So Noah, don't worry.
虽然在这个在亚拉扎山这个不远的地方有个很大的湖叫做梵谷。
There was a great river called Van, Lake Van.
Van Lake, 那个湖比新加坡还要大五倍。
It's five times bigger than Singapore.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brother and sister,
现在你看见水不要怕。
Now when you saw the water, you don't need
to be afraid. 我知道昨天有的人掉在水里面快淹死了，所以一受浸就紧张得不得了。
So I know that people that have afraid of the water, they're afraid of being baptized.
你一次被蛇咬过，你看见绳子你都害怕。
So when you've been bitten by a snake, you're even afraid of the little snake.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你不知道哪一天神又用洪水审判世界。
So now you don't know if God was going to judge the world with flood waters again.
然后神就和他立了个约。
Then God established a covenant with him.
这个约就是说神再也不这么做。
This covenant says God will never do this.
那你怎么知道呢？
How do you know that?
神说我给你一个保证。
God said I'll guarantee it.
你每次看见下雨以后有彩虹的时候。
If you see the rainbow after the rain.
那个彩虹严格说来不是给你看的。
That rainbow is not for you to see.
是让神来看。
It's for God to see.
叫神想起这件事。
So that God can be reminded of this event.
神不再用洪水来毁灭这个。
So that God will no longer use the flood waters to destroy this world.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在以挪亚为什么能够安息？
Why could Noah rest?
因为神把他自己限定在他的约里。
Because God restricted himself in the covenant.
现在挪亚能够抓住神。
Now Noah can lay hold of God.
你不能够随便，你可以玩水枪可以。
You cannot be careless. You can
但这个水，这个没有一个武器今天可以是水的，能够叫这个世界毁灭。
But there is no weapon in this world that's made of water can destroy the whole world.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brother,
现在你明白了。
Now you know this.
为什么神和人立约？
Why did God establish a covenant with me?
因为神比我们大。
Because God is bigger than us.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神把自己弄小了。
God made himself smaller.
神把自己弄成有限了。
God restricted himself.
神好像和我们一样高一样。
As if God was the same height as us.
这样叫你的心能够得到安息。
This way your heart can receive peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚擘过饼。
We just broke the bread.
这个饼和杯给我们看。
This bread and cup shows us.
乃是我们的主用他的血所立的新约。
It's our Lord who established a new covenant in His blood.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
约的背后都是有血。
Behind the blood, the covenant is always blood.
但你没有想到，这不是母山羊的血，这也不是公绵羊的血。
You forgot that this is not just the blood of the heifer or the goat.
这是主耶稣自己的血。
This is the blood of our Lord Jesus.
他和我们立了个约。
He established with us a new covenant.
这个约
This covenant is called the new covenant. Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Because of this covenant, we have peace. So at one time during Sunday school,
这个老师就问同学一个问题,
the teacher asked the students a question.
就问大家说,
asked everyone,
神是不是万能的?
Is God all powerful?
他说是, 大家, 许多人都说,
they all said, yes, he is all powerful.
但有一个小朋友,
but there's one kid.
但神有一件事不能,
he said, there's one thing that God cannot do.
弟兄姊妹,这个老师很紧张啊,
and then the teacher was very nervous.
这个人一定犯了很, 这个小朋友不懂, 从来没有读神学过,
so this child probably never studied theology.
所以怎么这么大, 会犯这么大的错误呢?
How can he make such a big mistake?
他怎么能够说神是万,
he said there's one thing that God cannot do.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
他说神今天不能在主耶稣的宝血底下再定我的罪。
He said, under the blood of Jesus, he no longer can accuse me of my
condemn me of my sin.
So, brothers and sisters, you understand that? Because of that covenant,
神是无所不能的,
God is omnipotent.
在新约这件事情上,
but in this matter of the new covenant,
他好像变得有一件事情不能,
as if there's one thing he cannot do.
他爱我们要爱我们,
he has to love us.
他不爱我们, 不高兴爱我们, 他还得要爱我们,
if he does not want to love us, he still has to love us.
人可以moody, 可以今天不高兴, 明天高兴,
man can be moody today, happy tomorrow, unhappy.
神不能的,
God cannot.
如果你有个妻子,
if you have a wife,
如果你有个丈夫,
if you have a husband,
一天到晚非常moody, 你非常辛苦,
they're moody all the time, you suffer a lot.
高兴的时候你该吃太阳了, 不高兴又下雨了,
when they're happy it's all sunshine, when they're not happy it rains.
那么这个还好啊,
it's just, 你还得忍耐, you can,
神不能这样,
God cannot do that.
神今天高兴了, 出太阳了,
God is happy, the sun,
神爱我们,
God loves us.
明天不高兴了,
tomorrow he's not,
然后神惩罚我们, and, 神对付我们,
and then he deals with us, he disciplines us, then we have no peace.
所以弟兄姊妹,你现在看见了,每次在薄饼的桌子面前,
every time we come before the breaking bread,
你所以有安息,
you have peace and rest.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
因为什么?
Why?
因为神是无所不能的,
God is omnipotent.
现在他不能毁约,
but now he cannot destroy that covenant.
他一定要满足约里面所说的,
he has to satisfy the terms of the covenant.
现在神爱我们,
now God
还要爱我们,
loves us, he has to love us.
他不爱我们, 他还得要爱我们,
if he doesn't want to love us, he still has to love us.
神的应许是不能废去的,
because the promise of God cannot be done away with.
现在我们可以抓住神的应许,
we can lay hold of
us, 我们抓住他了,
we lay hold of him,
否则你抓不住他的,
so otherwise you can't lay hold of him,
我们永远抓不住的,
you cannot lay hold of our God.
我听说这样的一个故事啊,
I heard a story once.
这为什么男人戴领带呢?
Why does a man wear a tie?
因为从前呢, 听说吵架的, 夫妻吵架的时候,
because it used to be, I heard that when husband and wife, they used to get an argument, the husband could lay hold of the wife's
piece of it,
because the wife had long hair,
he
can grab hold of the hair.
这个太太越想越气,
the more the wife got angrier and angrier,
我总要想个办法, 我能抓住你,
there must be a way that I can lay hold of my husband.
所以他就发明了领带,
so he invented the tie.
所以下一次吵架的时候,
next time they argue,
你抓我的头发, 我就抓你的领带,
hair, I'll grab your tie.
那听说领带是这么开始的,
I heard that the rumor is that's how tie starts.
不管怎样, no matter what,
my point is this,
重点在这里,
the point is this,
当我们与神来往的,
when we have a relationship with God,
你看约就变得很重要吗?
The covenant is very important.
为什么创世纪给我们看神和亚伯拉罕立的约很重要呢?
Why does the Bible show us that the covenant with Abraham is so important?
你不懂得那个约你就不懂得创世纪,
if you don't understand the covenant, you don't understand Abraham.
讲到亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神,
speak about Abraham, Isaac and Jacob,
那是约的故事,
it's the story of covenant.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 我们到底神的约有多少明白?
How much do we understand the covenant of God?
所以感谢主,
so thank the Lord.
神爱亚伯拉罕,
God loved Abraham.
神要亚伯拉罕安息,
God wanted Abraham to have rest.
神要亚伯拉罕能完全安,能不要挣扎,
God wanted Abraham not to struggle.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Now you see that?
亚伯拉罕信神,
Abraham believed in God.
那么亚伯拉罕就问神说,
Abraham asked God,
我怎么知道要得这个地为业呢?
How do I know I will gain this land as a possession?
你今天高兴你说是我的?
If you say you're happy, then I say it's mine.
你明天不高兴你拿去了我能说什么?
Tomorrow, if you're not happy, take it away. I can't say anything. Us created beings, what can we say to the Creator?
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你也没有想到,
have you ever thought about
今天我们所有安息,
today we have rest.
我们所有喜乐,
we have joy.
都是因为什么?
Why?
都是因为 你看主和我们立了心意。Because
God established a new covenant with us.
好了，你这样慢慢有一点概念。So
now you have a concept.
那么现在神要亚伯拉罕预备了那个祭牲。Now
God wanted Abraham to prepare the animal.
血已经流了。The
blood has been shed.
然后呢，两个人正准备要从那里经过。So
as the two were prepared to go through that path,
就忽然间呢，有一个巨鸟，好大的鸟啊，下来落在死树的肉上。
All of a sudden, there was a big bird that landed on this animal.
It was
like a great eagle.
你想想看弟兄姊妹,
think about it.
如果你是那个牲畜的肉的话,
think about it. If you were that carcass,
当这个这么大的老鹰或者这么大鸟压在你身上的时候,
when these birds of prey come and press upon you,
这个不是等于一个惊人大黑暗落在你的身上?
Isn't it just like a great darkness falling upon you?
所以下面接着就告诉我们说,
so later on it said,
这个那个时候日头要快下来了,
and the sun was setting,
但亚伯拉罕睡了,
Abraham fell asleep.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当你读到雅各的梦以前,
when you study the dream of Jacob,
你要记得亚伯拉罕的梦,
you have to remember the dream of Abraham.
他那个时候还不叫亚伯拉罕, 只叫亚伯兰,
at that time he wasn't called Abraham, he was called
Abraham. 然后呢, 圣经告诉他睡着了以后有惊人大黑暗就落在他身上,
so then the Bible tells us a great darkness fell upon him.
外面还没有暗,
outwardly it wasn't dark,
在梦里面才已经暗了,
but in the dream it was already dark.
所以在这个时候17节,
so at that point, verse 17,
日落天黑,
it came about when the sun had set.
你看见吗? 外面还是晨, 夕阳无限好,
outwardly it was very bright, it was still the sunset,
但里面呢已经日落天黑了,
now it was still already very dark inwardly.
结果不料有冒烟的炉和烧着的火把,
there appeared a smoking oven and a flaming torch which passed between these pieces.
然后下面说,
then it said,
当那日耶华就与亚伯拉罕立约,
says, on that day the Lord make a covenant with Abraham.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
现在你明白吗?
You understand it?
如果亚伯拉罕跟神立约的话,
if Abraham established a covenant with
God,
so then Abraham and God must go through that together, right?
你明白吗?
You understand that?
两个人一起这样走,
they have to go together.
你签字我也签字,
you sign, I sign.
有一件事完全我们不明白,
but there was one thing we don't understand.
等到他们要签字的时候,
when they were going to sign,
亚伯拉罕睡着了,
Abraham fell asleep.
一个睡觉的人能签字吗?
If someone's asleep, can he sign?
一个人睡觉根本没有签字,
if someone is sleepy, cannot
sign. 亚伯拉罕应该从那个中间走过才对,
Abraham should have crossed that path as well.
他有没有走过呢?
Did he go?
他没有走过,
he didn't go.
但圣经告诉我们说,
but the Bible tells us,
有烧着的火把从肉块中经过,
there was like a smoking oven and a torch that went through.
弟兄姊妹, 亚伯拉罕没有经过,
Abraham didn't go through it.
神借着火把从那里走过去,
God threw that torch, passed through that.
然后圣经说,
and the Bible says,
耶和华与亚伯拉罕就立了约了,
and that day Lord, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这什么道理?
What is the principle?
两个人签约一个两个人同时走过,
when two people have a covenant, both should go through.
亚伯拉罕没有走,
Abraham didn't go.
神走了,
God went through it.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这给我们看,
this shows us,
这个约的性质是什么?
What is the nature of this covenant?
很清楚的,
clearly,
神签了他的字,
God signed his signature.
神一定要照这个约完成他所说的,
God had to do according to what he promised.
亚伯拉罕有没有签约?
Did Abraham sign?
亚伯拉罕没有签约,
Abraham didn't sign.
亚伯拉罕睡着了,
Abraham fell asleep.
弟兄弟,
brothers and sisters,
神单独的他的荣耀从肉块里面经过,
so he, his God's glory went through it alone.
然后圣灵告诉我们说,
then the Holy Spirit tells us,
你看耶和华和亚伯拉罕就立约,
and then that day the Lord made a covenant with him.
然后我们就知道说迦南地有多大呢?
And then how big is Canaan?
是从埃及小河一直到伯拉达,
from the river of Egypt to the river Euphrates.
这个埃及小河不是指的尼罗河说的,
now the river of Egypt does not refer to the Nile.
埃及的小河是指着那里有一个汉谷, 有一个 Wadi 叫做 Wadi El Arish.
Now, there's a place called the Wadi Al Arish.
那么那个是一条河, 不错。
It's a river.
普通有水的它就是河。
If it has water, it's a river.
干的时候它就没有河。
If it's dry, there's no river.
那到现在你还能到这个地方去。
Today you can still go to that place.
离开加沙不是很远的地方。
Not too far from Gaza.
所以不要忘记的,根据圣经,
according to the Bible,
迦南地呢,是从埃及的小河一直到幼发拉底河。
Canaan goes from this little river in Egypt to Euphrates.
这个地神赐给以色列。
This land is given to Israel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
神高兴给也得给, 神不高兴给也得要给。
Whether God is happy or not, he has to give this land.
如果没有签约的话,
if he didn't sign the covenant,
弟兄姊妹, 神什么做都可以。
God can do whatever he wanted.
现在如果神不这样做的话,
but now if God didn't do it this way,
神毁约了。
God went back on the covenant.
不光这样,
not only that, then God becomes unrighteous.
但神不可能不义,
but God is not unrighteous. God cannot violate himself.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因为这个原因,
because of this,
亚伯拉罕, 能够得到安慰,
Abraham can be comforted.
亚伯拉罕能够得到安慰,
Abraham can be comforted.
亚伯拉罕现在可以有把握了,
now Abraham can be sure.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在问题在哪?
The question, the problem is this.
那么这个约的性质是什么?
What is the nature of this
covenant? 神和亚伯拉罕所立的约的性质是什么?
What is the nature of this covenant?
很清楚的, 这个约是片面的约,
this covenant is
one-sided. 因为只有一面, one party 签了字,
only one party signed.
所以这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这个意思就是说, 这个约永远生效,
this covenant is always effective.
现在被绑住的是神, 被绑住的不是亚伯拉罕。
The one who is tied is God, not Abraham.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
亚伯拉罕得胜, 神要这样做。
So Abraham, if he's victorious, God has to do this.
亚伯拉罕失败, 神也这样做。
If God fails, he still has to do this.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
当神做一个工作的时候,
when God does a work,
他一定要完成的,
he has to finish it.
你明白吗?
You think about it, understand it?
如果神对亚伯拉罕来做的话,
if God did through Abraham,
亚伯拉罕得胜, 现在神的工作成功了,
if Abraham is successful, he's victorious,
那亚伯拉罕软弱了, 神的工作就失败了。
But if Abraham fails, then God's work will fail.
那么弟兄姊妹,
but,
这证明什么?
What does that mean?
证明神在亚伯拉罕身上永远不会做成功的。
It proves that God will never be successful in Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹, 如果亚伯拉罕等候一座有根基的,
if Abraham is waiting for a city foundation,
不弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为做神的工作,
for the sake of the Lord's
神把自己限定在和亚伯拉罕约里面,
God limits himself into that vow.
换一句话说,
what does that mean?
就是亚伯拉罕失败,
even if Abraham fails,
神最后要完成他的旨意,
God still has to finish his purpose.
这就是神的智慧,
this is the wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
我们觉得神如果亚伯拉罕失败了, we think that if Abraham fails, then God has no way out.
没有这件事,
no, brothers,
整部旧约的历史,
the whole Old Testament history,
整个圣经的故事,
the whole story of the Bible,
给我们看见,
shows us,
神有一个永远的旨意,
God has an eternal purpose.
换一句话说,
in other words,
不管我们软弱失败, 最后神一定要完成他的旨意,
no matter if we fail or we succeed, God will finish his purpose.
这个观念非常非常的重要,
this is very important.
否则你读以弗所书就读不懂,
otherwise when we study Ephesians we don't understand.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见没有?
Do you see that?
当神火把从肉块中经过,
so when the fire goes through the animals,
换一句话说,
in other words,
神的约,
God's covenant,
神的工作是根据神的约,
God's work is according to his covenant.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在神的工作能不能完成的?
Now can God finish his work?
你要问说,
do you want to ask?
到现在, 因为是神当年签的约,
so God signed it himself.
所以不管亚伯拉罕失败得胜,
no matter if Abraham fails or succeeds,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 神最后一定要完成他的,
God will finish his work.
新约也是这样子,
the New Testament is this way.
你不要忘记,
don't forget.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这是新约的特点,
this is a special feature of the New Testament.
不管今天教会刚强还是软弱,
no matter if the church is strong or weak,
你觉得教会不会有明天了,
you think that the church is no tomorrow.
教会如果充满肉体的话,
if the church is full of the flesh,
肉体在教会里如果掌权的话,
if the flesh is ruling over it,
你有什么办法呢?
What can you do?
你看见董事会里面如果充满了肉体的人掌控董事会的话,
so if the executive committee city is full of the flesh.
你知道公司往什么地方走的?
You know where that company goes.
在教会里面也是一样的。
And the church is also the same way.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters. 现在我们说教会有没有明天?
So we think that the church have a tomorrow.
我们失败了,主就得死,主就,主就,我们失败,主一点办法也没有。
If we fail, then the Lord has nothing no way out.
以色列飘离在旷野,主一点办法也没有。
The people of Israel, they're wandering the wilderness, they have no
2000年来飘离在全世界,好像一点办法也没有。
For 2000 years, they were wandering as if God had nothing to do.
弟兄姊妹,现在我们不要忘记,
don't forget,
神和亚伯拉罕所立的约,
the covenant that God established with
Israel, 就给我们看见一切都是恩典,
shows us that everything's great.
不是你做什么,
not that you did
something, 不是因为你好,
not that you're good,
不是因为你不好,
not that you're not good,
神的工作这样完成了,
then God's work can be finished.
所以这一点是非常非常重要的,
so this is very important.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, in that dream, why was there great darkness that fell upon Abram?
然后神就和亚伯拉罕说了,
and God said to Abram, your descendants will dwell in other places, and then they will be mistreated 400 years.
到了第四代,
and then the fourth generation,
他们要回来,
they will return. I will call my son out of Egypt.
亲爱的弟兄们，前面不是讲到你的后裔要承受这块地吗？
Didn't it say that how your descendants will inherit this land?
但是弟兄们，在这个梦里面，
in this dream,
神给亚伯拉罕看见后裔的前途。
God showed his descendants their future.
你看见吗？
You see that?
以色列人到了埃及了。
The Israelites went to Egypt.
但是有一天呢,
but one day, God could bring them back.
你想想看,
think about God gave this to the people of Israel.
神没有把尼罗河给以色列,
God did not give the Nile to the
Israelites.
Even though it's the heaven on earth.
神没有把埃及给他们,
God did not give Egypt to them. They spent 400 years in Egypt.
神的旨意怎么办呢?
How about the purpose of God?
神的旨意能够完成吗?
Can the purpose of God be finished?
弟兄姊妹, 你想想看,
think about it. The people of Israel, they continued their life in Egypt.
如果他们被虐待,
if they were mistreated,
如果他们被法老苦待,
if they were mistreated by Pharaoh,
我们说这个埃及是个苦的地方,
we say that Egypt is a suffering place.
是个没有意义的地方,
it's a place without meaning.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
就算是他们在埃及享福的话,
if they were still enjoying Egypt,
那个不是神的旨意,
it's not the purpose of God.
神的旨意是个迦南地,
the purpose of God is in Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Now you see this.
亚伯拉罕做了个梦,
Abraham had a dream.
那个梦是个黑暗的梦,
that dream is a dark dream.
那个梦是个失败的梦,
that dream is a failed dream.
神的旨意在迦南, 但是他的子民却是在埃及,
the purpose of God is in Canaan, but his people are in Egypt.
那我们要说神成功了没有呢?
Then we want to say, has God
succeeded? 神最后能不能完成他的旨意呢?
Can God finish his purpose?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
你看这就是15章了,
this is chapter 15.
神这样的和他的百姓立约,
so now God established a covenant with
him. 感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这什么呢?
What is this?
这是亚伯拉罕的约,
this is the covenant of Abraham.
神怎么和亚伯拉罕立约呢?
How did God establish a covenant with
Abraham? 那是日头正落的时候,
is when the sun was setting.
那是亚伯拉罕沉睡的时候,
is when Abraham was sleeping.
什么也没有做,
he didn't do anything.
神就和他立约,
then God established a covenant.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是我们的神,
this is our God.
我们什么也没有做,
we had done nothing.
神和我们立约,
God established a covenant with us.
神应许的都要成就,
what God promised will be fulfilled.
就说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上,
God said, I will build my church upon this rock.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不管风吹雨打有多少的风暴,
no matter how much rain, no matter how much storm,
再次回来以前,
before the Lord returns,
他要得着荣耀的教会,
he will gain for himself a glorious church.
所以弟兄姊妹, 叫我们的心能够都平安,
so that our hearts may be peaceful.
你不管受了多少的苦,
no matter how much you suffer,
你不少经历了多少的艰难,
no matter how much difficulty you
suffer, 你能够得到安慰,
you can be comforted.
为什么你能得到安慰呢?
Why can you be comforted?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
and then they will be mistreated 400 years.
到了第四代,
and then the fourth generation,
他们要回来,
they will return.
我要从我的埃及招出我的儿子来,
I will call my son out of Egypt.
亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
前面不是讲到你的后裔要承受这块地吗?
Didn't it say how your descendants will inherit this land?
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
在这个梦里面,
in this dream,
神给亚伯拉罕看见后裔的前途,
God showed his descendants their future.
你看见吗?
You see that?
以色列人到了埃及了,
The Israelites went to Egypt.
但是有一天呢,
but one day, God could bring them back.
你想想看,
think about God gave this to the people of Israel.
神没有把尼罗河给以色列,
God did not give the Nile to the people of Israel. Even though it's the heaven on earth.
神没有把埃及给他们,
God did not give Egypt to them. They've spent 400 years in Egypt.
神的旨意怎么办呢?
How about the purpose of God?
神的旨意能完成吗?
Can the purpose of God be finished?
弟兄姊妹, 你想想看,
think about it. The people of Israel, they continued their life in Egypt.
如果他们被虐待,
if they were mistreated,
如果他们被法老苦待,
if they were mistreated by Pharaoh,
我们说这个埃及是个苦的地方,
we say that Egypt is a suffering place.
是个没有意义的地方,
it's a place without meaning.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
就算是他们在埃及享福的话,
if they were still enjoying Egypt,
那个不是神的旨意,
it's not the purpose of
神的旨意是在迦南地,
God. The purpose of God is in Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看见,
now you see this,
亚伯拉罕做了个梦,
Abraham had a dream.
那个梦是个黑暗的梦,
that dream is a dark dream.
那个梦是个失败的梦,
that dream is a failed dream.
神的旨意在迦南, 但是他的子民却是在埃及,
the purpose of God is in Canaan, but his people in Egypt.
那我们要说神成功了没有呢?
Then we want to say, has God
succeeded? 神最后能不能完成他的旨意?
Can God finish his purpose?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
你看这就是15章了,
this is chapter 15.
神这样的和他的百姓立约,
so now God established a covenant with
him. 感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这怎么呢?
What is this?
这是亚伯拉罕的约,
this is the covenant of Abraham.
神怎么和亚伯拉罕立约呢?
How did God establish the covenant with Abraham?
那是日头正落的时候,
is when the sun was setting.
那是亚伯拉罕沉睡的时候,
is when Abraham was sleeping.
什么也没有做,
he didn't do anything.
神就和他立约,
then God established the covenant with him. Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们的神,
this is our God.
我们什么也没有做,
we have done nothing.
神和我们立约,
God established the covenant with him.
神应许的都要成就,
what God promised will be fulfilled. God said, I will build my church upon this rock.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不管风吹雨打有多少的风暴,
no matter how much rain, no matter how much storm,
再就回来一天,
before the Lord returns,
还有得着荣耀的奖,
he will gain for himself a glorious church.
所以弟兄姊妹, 叫我们的心能够都平安,
so that our hearts may be peaceful.
你不管受了多少的苦,
no matter how much you suffer,
你不少经历了多少的艰难,
no matter how much difficulty you
suffer, 你能够得到安慰,
you can be comforted.
为什么你能得到安慰呢?
Why can you be comforted?
弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord. Our God, Lord established a covenant. All the work of the church has to do with this covenant.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, now you understand?
雅各的梦是紧紧和亚伯拉罕的梦相连,
the dream of Jacob has much to do with the dream of
Abraham. 你懂得亚伯拉罕的梦,
if you understand the dream of Abraham,
你就会懂得,
you understand the dream of Jacob.
好了, 这是15章的。
Now this is chapter 15.
到16章就给你看亚伯拉罕失败了。
Chapter 16 shows us how Abraham failed.
你看见吗?很清楚的。
You see that very clearly.
整个16章就给我们看见。The
whole chapter 16 shows us.
结果亚伯拉罕生了以实玛利。
Abraham bore Ishmael.
因为神说你本身生的就要成为你的后裔。
Because what you have come out of your body will become your heir.
那弟兄姊妹,以实玛利不是他本身生的吗?
Didn't Ishmael come out of the body of Abraham?
所以你明白吗?
Do you understand?
亚伯拉罕爱神,
Abraham loved God.
他要帮神一个忙,
he wanted to help God.
巴不得神的旨意很快就成就。
May the purpose of God be fulfilled.
神说那个以利以谢不在。
God said, Eliezer is not.
你本身所生的才要成为你的后裔。
You must come out of your own body.
那么弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
所以他就接受了撒拉的建议。
So he accepted the encouragement of Sarah.
他就娶了夏甲。
Then he married Hagar.
然后呢, 他就生了以实玛利。
Then he bore Ishmael.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers, sisters,
圣经告诉我们, 他生以实玛利的时候, 是86岁。
The Bible told us that when he bore Ishmael, he was 86.
17章。
Chapter 17.
亚伯兰99岁的时候, 耶和华向他显现。
When he was 99, God appeared to him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
13年之久,
for 13 years,
神没有向亚伯兰显现。
God did not appear to Abram.
生以实玛利的日子,
the days that he bore Ishmael,
是神不见面的日子,
is God did not want to meet Abraham.
什么时候我们的肉体篡夺圣灵的地位, 神根本不见面,
whenever our flesh takes the place of the Holy Spirit, the God does not appear.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
以实玛利, 神, 亚伯拉罕一次生了以实玛利。
Now Abraham bore Ishmael once.
你知道后果有多严重吗?
You know what was the result? 一直到今天, even until today,
以斯玛利的后裔跟以撒的后裔还是争一块山头,
the descendants of Ishmael and the descendants of Isaac still fight over the same mountain.
世界这么大, 怎么争这一块山头?
The whole world is so big, but they're fighting over one mountain.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
他们彼此之间的仇恨,
the hatred between each other.
是这么长久的仇恨,
it is such a long hatred.
中国有个很有名的歌叫长恨歌, 这个不必翻, 那么这个我们知道是白居易写的，但是弟兄姊妹，严格说来，是比《长恨歌》还要恨的那个《长恨歌》是亚伯拉罕写的。So
there was a long song of hatred that exists between.
一次生了以斯玛利,
once you have Ishmael.
一次生了肉体,
once you have the flesh.
那个结果是非常非常长的。
The result is long lasting.
神拿他有办法吗?
What could God do?
现在亚伯拉罕失败了。
God, now Abraham,
亚伯拉罕如果他的约里面亚伯拉罕也签约的话,
now if Abraham signed as well,
那就不同了,
then it's different.
你看见没有? 亚伯拉罕一失败, 神就反应。
Then if Abraham failed, then God would react.
我拿西乃约给大家都列举清楚。
I'll use the covenant of Sinai for you.
神在西乃山和以色列立的约是另外一种的。
God established the covenant with the people of Israel on Sinai, which is different.
是两边都签约的。
Both sides signed it.
你明白吗?
You understand that?
换一句话说,
in other words,
在这个情形底下,
under such circumstances,
如果以色列人完全满足神的要求,
if Israel satisfied the requirement of God,
他们敬畏神,
they feared God,
神高兴也好, 不高兴也好, 神非祝福他们,
God had to bless them whether he was happy or not.
反过来,
but on the other hand,
如果以色列人得罪神,
if the people of Israel sin against God,
两句二话, 二话不说, 神的审判立刻就临到他们,
then the judgment of God will come immediately to them.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你要记得,
you have to remember,
这是两面说的约,
this is a two aspect.
你明白吗?
You see that?
那如果这样的话,
if it's this way,
你看问题就难了,
now that's a difficult
problem. 如果神立刻就把以色列人全部歼灭的话,
if God destroyed all of Israel,
神的工作就全毁了,
then the work of God is destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就不可能看见神的工作一直做，一直做，一直做到现在。
You cannot see the work of God continue until today.
如果照我们的光景的话，
if it's according to our
condition, 根本没有希望。
It's impossible.
你可以讲教会的理论，
you can talk about the theory of the
church, 它永远不会落实的。
It will never be fulfilled.
很好听就是了。
It's a very good theory.
叫你觉得你和别人不一样，
you feel that you're different than another.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹， 让我们看见神，
let us see this.
在这里到底能不能成功，
can it be successful?
你看神是用什么，
what kind of covenant that God uses to deal with us?
你知道吗? 你身边以色列人对待,
for the people of Israel,
你看你是根据两个约的,
it's according to covenant.
他们说, 定他十字架, 定他十字架,
they said, crucify him, crucify him.
愿流这人的血就归在和我们子孙身上。
May the blood of this man be upon us and our descendants.
神就根据西乃山的约,
then God did it according to the covenant of Christ,
来对待以色列人,
to treat the people of Israel.
他们就被漂流到全, 赶到全世界各地,
and they were sent to the ends of the earth.
他们到处成为笑谈, 到处被人看不起,
they became the laughing stock of others.
中国人说他们是鹰钩鼻子, 秤钩心,
the Chinese had the
鹰钩的鼻子, 秤钩的心, 这个秤钩也很难翻。 But anyway, 不管怎么样, 所以你就知道到处都被人看不起,
so they were despised by everyone.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们毁了,
because they did not keep the covenant of God. That covenant, both of them signed. So let me repeat.
今天他们不能够控诉神说,
they cannot accuse God and said, how can you treat us?
这是因为我们当时签约的。
It's because we had a covenant with God.
这好像你蒙福的时候，你不能说为什么神这样祝福你。
Just like when you're blessed, you can't say, why is God blessing you?
因为你照着约，你顺服神了。
So because according to the covenant, you obey God.
所以呢，现在
now God has to bless you.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你明白吗? 这个就是我们所说的旧约。
This is the old covenant.
旧约是两边都签的。
Old covenant, both of them signed.
所以弟兄姊妹,
the brothers,
如果根据旧约的话,
according to the old covenant,
你看见神的工作可以随时中断的。
God can end his work anytime.
好几次以色列人都要被签灭。
Many times the people of Israel were about to be destroyed.
但是摩西在那祷告说,
but Moses prayed,
求你纪念亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
But remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
换一句话是,
in other words,
为什么他们还活着?
Why did they still live?
因为根据亚伯拉罕的约,
because according to the covenant of Abraham,
你看见他们的后, 亚伯拉罕后裔要去天上的信那么多,
the descendants of Abraham will be as numerous as the
stars, 要上地上海边的沙那么多,
as numerous as the sand on the seashore.
弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters, 你看见吗? 他们不能灭亡,
they cannot be destroyed.
所以神对待以色列人,
so when God treats the people,
是这两个月平衡的结果,
it's the balance of these two covenants.
你明白吗?
You understand
这是以色列人,
that? This is the people of Israel.
在我们身上,
but in us,
只有新约没有旧约,
there's only New Testament. Nope, no,
不要忘记了,
no.
亚伯拉罕是我们的祖宗,
now,
信心的祖宗,
Abraham is our father of faith.
因为我们是这些以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的后裔,
so we are the descendants of the faith of Abraham.
所以新约的精神就是亚伯拉罕约的精神,
so the new covenant is
the spirit
of Abraham.
所以感谢主弟兄们。现在你看为什么亚伯拉罕的约对我们那么重要呢?
Why is the covenant of Abraham so important?
为什么属灵是那么重要呢?
Why is it so important for spiritual matters?
所以弟兄姊妹现在亚伯拉罕
Now Abraham fails.
弟兄姊妹, 如果根据西乃山的约的话,
if it's according to the covenant of Sinai,
根据旧约的话,
according to the old covenant,
那现在是你毁了约,
now you've not kept the word.
所以神的工作永远不会在亚伯拉罕身上完成,
so then the work of God cannot be finished.
如果那个工作一完成的话, 不完成的话,
if that work is not finished,
那么我们要问说,
then we want to ask,
神永远的旨意能完成吗?
Can the eternal purpose of God be fulfilled?
我们要说神有了旨意, 结果他中途而废了,
we say that God has a purpose, but then he stopped midway.
这个材料完全不行,
the materials on the
ground. 亚伯拉罕完全不行,
Abraham's not good.
那谁行呢?
Who can do it?
没有人能行,
no one can do it.
就是在不行的人中间,
it's when amongst those that
就是在
cannot do it,
77的雅各身上,
just upon the 77-year-old Abraham,
现在神可以做一些什么事,
God could do something.
你就看见吗?
Then you see,
这就是神百般的智慧,
this is the manifold wisdom of God.
好了,
now,
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
现在你读圣经很有,
now when you study the Bible,
尤其亚伯拉罕在雅各身上,
especially on Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
你看神什么时候又显现了呢?
When did God reappear?
神显现的时候常常是他们最低潮的时候。
When God appears, it's oftentimes at the lowest point.
13年神没有见亚伯拉罕一面。
For 13 years, God did not appear to Abraham.
你可以想象亚伯拉罕是在最低潮的时候。
You can imagine that Abraham was going through his low point.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
神重新和他立约。
God reestablished a covenant with him.
换一句话说,
in other words,
神再次提醒亚伯拉罕,
God reminded Abraham again.
神没有改变。
God did not change.
弟兄姊妹，所以到了十七章，
when you come to chapter 17,
神说我要与你世世代代后裔坚立我的约，
God said I will establish a covenant throughout the generations,
而且是我永远的约，
and it's an eternal covenant.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
太好了，
it's wonderful.
你看见旧约只是一段时间有效的，
now the old covenant is only effective for a period
of time. 永远的约是什么时候都生效，
everlasting covenant is eternal.
弟兄姊妹， 这就是神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
This is the covenant that God established.
这约的内容很简单，
the content is simple.
他的后裔要像天上的星，像海边的沙那么多。
His descendants will be as numerous as the stars in heavens and the sand.
神要做他们的神，
God will be their God.
神要把迦南地赐给他们。
God will give them the land of Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就解释为什么1948年以色列人回来。
This is explains why in 1948 the people of Israel returned.
他们没有资格回来。
They had no right to return.
他们被放逐，因为他们犯罪了。
They were sent away because they sinned.
他们回来有没有悔改？
When they returned, they repented.
根本没有悔改的。
They didn't repent.
到现在，以色列70%都是不信神的。
Even until today, 70% do not believe in God.
他们依靠的是美国大哥，他们依靠的不是神子。
They depend on Big Brother United States, not on God.
所以亲爱的，
弟兄姊妹，
他们在不信的时候，
their unbelief,
他们回到他们的家乡，
they return to their homeland.
我要问弟兄姊妹，
I want to ask,
这是根据旧约吗？
This is according to the old covenant.
不是，
no,
这是根据亚伯拉罕的约。
It's according to the covenant of Abraham.
感谢主弟兄，
thank the Lord.
在这里给我们看， 有君王要从你而出，
so there will be a king that will come forth from you.
换一句话说，
in other words,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters, not just the people of Israel will return.
最后你看见有一个国度叫做千禧年的国度，
There will be a millennium kingdom.
那个国度是弥赛亚的国度.
That's the messianic kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么相信将来一定有这个国度？
How do we know there will be such a kingdom?
很清楚的.
Very clearly.
神不会违背他自己的约.
God will not violate His own covenant.
因为那个约是永远的约.
Because that covenant is an eternal covenant.
以色列一再的得罪神.
The people of Israel sinned against God.
以色列一再的叫神失望.
Time and time again, made them disappointed.
弟兄姊妹，你等一等.
Wait.
结果神在以色列身上要完成他荣耀的工作。
Then God wants to finish His wonderful work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 以色列人就好像他们祖宗雅各77岁一样。
The people of Israel, just like Jacob being 77.
弟兄姊妹, 是没有希望的。
They're helpless.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
你看见吗?
You see that?
神要完成他的旨,
God wants to finish His purpose.
这是根据什么?
What is this according to?
所以记得两件事,
according to two things.
第一, 以色列人1948年回来,
the people of Israel returning in
1948.
In 1967, Jerusalem returned.
将来主耶稣要在耶路撒冷登基,
one day Christ will be enthroned in Jerusalem.
我们有什么把握?
How are we sure?
我们根据什么?
According to what?
神的话不会错。
The word of God cannot be mistaken. God established a covenant with Abraham.
就在这个时候,
at this point,
弟兄姊妹,圣经怎么说呢?
What did the Bible say?
圣经就告诉亚伯拉罕说,
the Bible told Abraham, your wife Sarah will give you a son. And you'll give him the name Isaac.
那不光这样吗?
Not only that,
为什么给他起名叫以撒?
Why give him the name Isaac? Because I want to establish with him that covenant. To be the covenant that for throughout generations.
那弟兄姊妹, 你明白吗?
神是亚伯拉罕的神, God is the God of Abraham.
因为神和亚伯拉罕立了约,
because God had a covenant with Abraham.
你现在明白吗?
Now you understand.
所以神是亚伯拉罕的神,
now God is the God of Abraham.
那神为什么是以撒的神呢?
Why is God the God of Isaac?
神说我要坚定,
because God said, I want to establish the covenant. And that covenant is eternal. It's the same covenant as the one with Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers, when God established the covenant with Isaac,
意思就是说,
even though your father is gone,
你父亲不在了,
your father is no longer around,
这个约仍就有效,
this covenant is still effective, still eternal.
这个约要临到你的后裔,
this covenant will come to your descendants.
所以请记得,
so remember,
所以神就叫做以撒的神。
So God is also called the God of Isaac.
这一点非常重要,
this is very important.
然后以撒长大, 以撒出生了,
Isaac grew up.
然后以撒断奶的时候,
and when he was weaned,
你看见以斯玛利也长大了,
Ishmael also grew up.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
就在那个时候,
at that time,
你看见吗? 以斯玛利嬉笑,
Ishmael laughed at Isaac.
结果你知道撒拉就亚伯拉罕说把那个人赶出去,
and then Sarah asked Abram to cast out Hagar and his son.
结果神怎么告诉亚伯拉罕呢?
And what did God tell Abram?
凡撒拉对你所说的话你都应该清楚,
you have to do whatever Sarah tells you to,
因为这是神的旨意,
because this is the purpose of God.
然后他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔,
so only that which is born of Isaac will become your descendants.
现在你明白吗, 弟兄姊妹?
Brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕不止一个儿子啊。
Now Abraham just didn't have one son.
谁说亚伯拉罕的后裔像海边的沙那么多?
God said his descendants would be as numerous as the sand of the seashore.
那个祝福是亚伯拉罕的祝福,
that blessing is the blessing of Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕有两个儿子,
but Abraham has two sons.
你看见吗?
You see that?
这个是以斯玛利, 一个是以撒,
one's Ishmael, one's Isaac.
那么到底谁说你的后裔是什么意思呢?
Now when God says your descendants, what does he mean?
包括不包括以斯玛利呢?
Does it include Ishmael?
当然不把肉体包括在里面,
of course it doesn't include the flesh.
所以圣经就告诉我们什么?
What does the Bible tell you?
从以撒生的 才要成为你的后裔,
through Isaac your descendants shall be named.
所以神和亚伯拉罕所立的约,
so the covenant that God had with Abraham,
在以斯玛利后裔身上不生效的,
it's not effective on Ishmael,
在以撒身上才是生效的,
effective on Isaac.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
现在你懂吗?
Now you understand?
神拣选了以撒,
God chose Isaac.
这个爱乃是拣选的爱,
this love is a love of choosing.
虽然以斯玛利是老大,
even though Ishmael was the elder,
以撒是老二,
Isaac was the second
one. 但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
神永远拣选第二,
God forever chose the second one.
神永远把最大的放在一边,
God always puts the first one on.
那个代表人天然肉, 力量最大的肉所结的果子,
it speaks about the flesh, it speaks about the strength of man.
所以弟兄姊妹，当人结婚以后，他天然力量最大所生的果子就是长子。
So when a man gets married and then bears the eldest son, this is, speaks about the strongest part of his life.
当神拣选的时候，
when God chooses,
他永远是第二的原则。
He always chooses the second one.
以实玛利第一，以撒第二。
Ishmael is one, Isaac is second.
弟兄姊妹，讲到亚伯拉罕的福临到他们的时候，
when you speak about the blessing of Abraham,
以实玛利没有份的，
Ishmael had no
part. 肉体没有份的，
the flesh had no part.
天然的能力没有份的，
natural strength had no part.
你能力最大的所做的都没有份。
When you're the strongest and you bear it, that's the that's not,
弟兄姊妹，
no part.
神永远拣选第二，
but always chooses the second one.
这个叫做 the principle of the second, 就是第二的原则。
Principle of the second.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那这谁的故事呢？
What is the story?
这是亚伯拉罕的故事。
This is the story of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕身上的问题是以实玛利呢，还是以撒呢？
So is the problem of Abraham, Isaac, or Ishmael?
是他们两个呢，还是其中的一个呢？
Is it both of them or just one of them?
神说不。
God said no.
神所以是以撒的神。
God is the God of Isaac.
就证明说这个约是在以撒的后裔才有效的。
This covenant is only effective in Isaac.
因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
So only that which is born of Isaac will become your descendant.
那么弟兄姊妹，
then, brother,
我想现在清楚了。
I think now it's clear.
神是亚伯拉罕的神。
God is the God of Abraham.
神也是以撒的神。
God is also the God of Isaac.
那么现在我们要问。
Now we want to ask.
神为什么又是雅各的神？
Why is God also the God of Jacob?
那么神有没有告诉以撒说？
Did God tell Isaac?
因为从雅各生的才要称为你的后裔。
Did he say,through Jacob will the descendants be named.
所以你看以雅各骗父亲祝福的问题。
So now is the problem of Jacob cheating.
那个问题什么问题呢？
Father's
birth. 对雅各来讲他做错了一件事情。
Now for Jacob, he did the wrong thing.
他根本不应该骗你。
He shouldn't have cheated.
在这以撒身上什么问题呢？
But what's the problem with Isaac?
到底是以扫呢还是雅各呢？
Is it Esau or is it Jacob?
还他们两个都是呢？
Or is it both of them a part?
你看见吗？从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
So only that which is born through Isaac will become your
那么以扫算不算呢？
Now does Esau count?
弟兄姊妹，谁有没有告诉以撒说从雅各生的才要称为你的后裔呢？
Did he tell Isaac that only that which is born of Jacob will the descendants be named?
神没有直接，圣经没有直接告诉我们神这样说。
God did not say this.
但是借着以撒被骗这件事情。
But in this matter of Isaac being cheated.
后来以撒的眼睛开启。
Then Isaac's eyes were open.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So that's why.
到了二十八章开始，以撒把雅各叫来为他祝福的时候。
So when, come to the beginning of chapter 28, when Isaac was blessing Jacob.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在他明白了。
Now he understood.
他明白神所拣选的不是以撒。神所拣选的是雅各。
He understood that God chose Jacob, not Esau.
又是第二的原因。
Now, again, the principle of the second.
以扫是第一，雅各是第二。
The first one, is Jacob was the second one.
但是你看见神拣选了雅各。
But now God chose Isaac.
这又是拣选的。
God also chose the second one.
所以当你读二十八章的时候。
So when you come to chapter 28,
你看第三节，你看以撒怎么祝福呢？
So in verse 3, how did Isaac
bless? 现在雅各眼睛明亮，以撒眼
Now Isaac's eyes became enlightened.
他是愿全能的神赐福给你。
May God Almighty bless you.
不要忘记哦。
Don't forget.
这个全能的神赐福给你。
God Almighty bless you.
当初就是亚伯拉罕生了以实玛利以后，神就对亚伯拉罕这么说的。
So after Abraham had Ishmael, then God said,
我是全能的神，你要做完全人。
He said, God Almighty bless you.
然后你看见在这里怎么说？他说，使你生养众多。成为蒙召的会众。
And make you fruitful and multiply you that you may become a congregation of people.
这就是斯蒂凡所说的旷野中的教会。
This is the church in the wilderness spoken of by
Stephen. 他们不是教会。
They are not the church.
他们是教会的预表。
They are the type of the church.
他们的故事就是教会的故事。
Their story is the story of the church.
所以大家明白吗？
So you understand that?
这现在以撒清楚了。
Now Isaac became clear.
你看所有亚伯拉罕的约是在雅各的后裔上生效的。
So all of the covenant with Abraham was established in Jacob's descendants. But Jacob's descendants is not just a scattered sand.
不是的,
no.
你看见他们成为一个会众,
they'll become a congregation.
会幕在他们中间,
the tabernacle will be among them.
但是同在在他们中间,
the presence of God will be upon them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
这是旷野中的教会,
this is the church in the wilderness.
这就给我们看见在新约的时候, 我主在我们身上要做什么样的工作。
So that shows us what God is doing in the New Testament.
然后他说,
so he said,
亚伯拉罕应许,
may he give you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your descendants. How did your blessings come upon your descendants? So isn't God telling Isaac that only what's this through Jacob will become your descendant?
So
now Jacob understood.
然后呢,
that you may possess the land of your sojourn.
亚伯拉罕的福是你的福,
which God gave to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的地要是你的地,
God's blessing, Abraham's blessing is your blessing. Land is your land. That word congregation is the first time it appeared. God wanted to dwell in their midst. Now the church, the Holy Spirit planted something. Isn't this the house of God?
So brothers and sisters,
it can't be clear.
现在神是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神,
God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's also the God of Bethel.
我这里是神的殿,
God of Bethel is the house of God. Is the house of God.
现在我们清楚了,
now we're clear.
你看见吗?
You see that?
神到了亚伯拉, 到了以撒的, 到了雅各的时候,
when God came to Jacob,
现在我们知道,
now we know that.
到底神的, 亚伯拉罕, 神和亚伯拉罕的立约在谁的身上有效的?
Where is it effective upon Abraham's descendants?
简单的来说,
simply speaking,
这里有一般的子民,
now there is a people.
不是乌合之众, 不是一片的山,
it's not just a scattered sand.
他们身上有个责任,
they have a responsibility.
他们肩膀上背负的两个责任,
they have to shoulder two responsibilities.
一个是神的城, 一个是神的地,
one is the city of God, one is the house of God.
现在你明白了,
now you understand that?
这个应该是他们的特点,
this is a special feature.
用新约的话来说,
if you use New Testament terms,
什么是教会呢?
What is the church?
在教会肩膀上的责任是什么呢?
What is the burden on the church's shoulders?
一面神的殿, 受住神的同在,
on the one hand, the house of God or the presence of God.
外面当然有神的见证,
outwardly there is a testimony of God which is spoken of Jerusalem. So brothers and sisters, when God reveals what is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the descendants of Abraham,
以斯玛利后裔不算,
descendants of Ishmael doesn't count, the descendants of Esau,
然后神把他们从埃及招出来,
then God brought him out of Egypt,
这个蒙召出来的会众,
those who are the called out ones gathered together,
神在他们身上,
this God is in
Jerusalem
to bring forth Jerusalem,
最后要带进新耶路撒冷,
and also to bring forth New Jerusalem.
这样神的工作才最后完成,
then will the work of God finally be completed.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, when you read this portion,
虽然神没有明明跟以撒说,
even though God did not explicitly say,
从雅各生的才要生上帝的后裔,
that only that which is born to Jacob will it be your descendant.
那28章的话再清楚不过,
but chapter 28 it can't be clear.
你看见吗?
You see that?
希伯来说没有错,
so Hebrews was not wrong.
他实在是有在信心里面为以扫跟雅各祝福的,
and indeed in faith he did bless Isaac and Jacob. And then his eyes opened.
他眼睛开就是因为他弄错了嘛,
his eyes opened because he made a mistake.
现在感谢主,
now thank the Lord.
你如果明白这个以后,
if after you understand that,
好了, 那么现在只差一件事情,
now there's just one thing missing.
那件事什么?
What is that thing?
我再回头一点点就好,
let me go back a little bit.
神不是跟以撒要建立他的约吗?
Didn't God want to affirm the covenant with Isaac?
那么等到亚伯拉罕走了以后,
now after Abraham had left,
那么后来呢, 我们知道, 后来我们晓得说, 到了以撒那又亚伯拉罕有饥荒，以撒又碰到饥荒了。
Now during the Abraham time there was a famine during time of Isaac as well.
然后神就向以撒显现,
then God appeared to Isaac.
那弟兄姊妹为什么神在以撒显现?
Why did God appear to Isaac?
你看见没有?
You see that?
因为神要直接面对面对以撒告诉他，他要坚定他和亚伯拉罕所立的。
Because God wanted to tell Isaac personally that he wanted to continue the covenant.
这就是26章里面的话，如果你们愿意翻的话，很快也可以。26章第2节。
In chapter 26 verse 2 it says,
so 耶和华向以撒显现说,
The Lord appeared to him and
你不要在埃及,
said, do not go down to Egypt.
要住在我所指示你的地,
stay in the land of which I will tell you.
你寄居在这地,
sojourn in this land and I will be with you.
赐不给你,
and bless you.
因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔,
but to you and to your descendants I will give all the grace.
我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓,
and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham.
我要加增你的后裔,
I will multiply your descendants.
天上的星那样多,
as the stars of heaven.
又将这些地都赐给你的后裔,
and will give your descendants all these lands.
说到这里的时候,
when you come to the
你看你这不是15章17章 神对亚伯拉罕所说的话吗?
Isn't this what God spoke to Abraham in chapter 15 and
17?
Now God told Isaac, don't go down to Egypt.
神要把这块地赐给你,
God wants to give you this land.
然后又加上一句,
and added another phrase.
这一句是亚伯拉罕献以撒以后的一句,
this is a phrase that God, Abraham said, God said after Abraham offered
Isaac. 以前没有这句话的,
there wasn't such a phrase.
地上的万国都要因你的后裔得福,
and then all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
那根据保罗,
according to Paul,
这里的后裔是单数的,
now this descendant is actually singular.
那是指着基督来说的,
it refers to Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹,
the brothers and sisters.
现在你明白了吗?
Now you see that?
在这里神就重申他和亚伯拉罕所立的约,
now God repeated the covenant he had with Abraham.
所以现在你清楚了,
so now you're clear.
但是亚伯拉罕的神,
God is the God of Abraham.
神是以撒的神,
is also God of Isaac.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么时候神是雅各的神?
When is God the God of Jacob?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
当你读到28章,
when you come to chapter 28,
当你看见雅各梦见那个天梯的时候,
when Jacob dreamt of that heavenly ladder,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神对亚伯拉罕怎么显现我们不大清楚,
how did God appear to Abraham, we're not sure.
神对于雅各怎么以撒怎么显现我们也不知道,
how God appeared to Isaac, we're not sure.
我们知道亚伯拉罕做梦是梦见 黑暗,
we only know Abraham dreamt of a darkness falling upon him.
但是唯有雅各,
only when it comes to Jacob,
祖父跟他父亲都不一样,
it's different from his father and his grandfather.
先是他看见了天梯,
there was first the heavenly ladder,
然后呢, 神就站在天梯上对他说话,
and then the Lord was standing on the ladder speaking to him.
所以这个说话有个背景,
so there's a background in the,
那这个话是很重要的,
now this is very important.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
28章前面告诉我们, 神仿佛告诉以撒说,
and the beginning of chapter 28, God spoke to Jacob. So he said, only that which is born of Jacob, as if only that which is born of Jacob is your descendant.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
现在问题在这里,
now the problem is this.
神当初坚定了和以撒的约,
now God had firmed up the covenant with Isaac.
神亲自向
God appeared to Isaac.
把对亚伯拉罕的话再说一遍,
repeated what he said to Abraham to Isaac.
现在你知道,
now you know.
神是以撒的神,
now God is the God of Isaac.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
什么叫做天梯的,
what is the story of the heavenly ladder?
天梯给我们看一个背景,
the heavenly ladder shows us a background.
现在在这个背景底下,
under such background,
神重把 神把对亚伯拉罕的话说的话对他再说一遍,
he spoke again what he spoke to Abraham once again to Jacob.
所以大家来读, 你来看吗? 第13节,
verse 13,
耶和华站在梯子以上,
so Jehovah was above the ladder,
说我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神, 也是以撒的神,
that I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac.
现在清楚吗?
You see that?
很清楚的, 我是亚伯拉罕以撒的神,
I am the God of Abraham and Isaac.
为什么有天梯呢?
Why is the heavenly ladder?
为什么神要对雅各说话呢?
Why did God speak to Jacob?
现在神也要是, 神也要是雅各的神,
God wanted to be Jacob's son.
你怎么知道呢?
God as well.
你读下一句清楚吗?
How do you know? You read it on.
我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔,
the land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants.
你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样的多,
your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth.
必向东向南北开展,
and you will spread out to the west and east and to the north and to the south.
地上的万族必因你和你的后裔得福,
and in you and your descendants shall all the families
of the earth bless.
Isn't this the same words as the words of Isaac?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
从以撒生的才要是你的后裔,
from that which is born of Isaac then is your descendant,
从雅各生的才是你的后裔,
that which is born of Jacob is your
descendant. 现在神和雅各坚定他的约,
so now God reestablished a covenant with Jacob.
你明白吗?
You see that?
不是重新签约, 是坚定那个约,
it's not to re-sign that covenant,
然后就保证说我也与你同,
so and it said, God said, I will guarantee it that I will be with you. No matter where you go, I will be with you. I will bring you back to this land.
总不离弃你,
For I will not leave you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
这对谁说的?
Who did speak this?
对雅各说的,
to Jacob.
刚刚骗取父亲的祝福,
the one who had just cheated the birthright.
这个人根本是个罪人,
he's but a sinner.
这个人根本是恶人,
this person is an evil person.
弟兄姊妹,
he has no hope, no future.
还有办法,
but God has a way.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
神要把他身上的愚昧打出去,
God will knock out the foolishness in him.
20年不是个舒服的20年,
20 years was not a comfortable 20 years.
还是感谢主,
but brothers and sisters,
最后神要完成他的工作,
I wanted to finish this
one.
No matter where you go, God, I will protect you.
领你回到这地,
to bring you back to this land.
如果雅各真的记得神所说的话,
if Jacob remembers what God said,
你看见他就不要那么紧张了,
then he doesn't need to be so worried.
当他听说哥哥要来追他, 他就不要想各种办法了,
when he heard his brother come running after him, he has to be so worried.
他什么话都说,
he said anything.
什么都做,
he would do anything.
还是那个丑陋的雅各,
it's still that ugly Jacob.
你叫他对,
what did he say to Esau?
他说他见到以扫的时候,
when he met Esau,
他说我见到你的面好像见到神的面,
when I see your face as if I see the face of God.
你看肉麻不肉麻,
isn't it so
gross. 所以弟兄姊妹你明白吗?
You see,
雅各什么话都要说,
now Abraham, I think of him say anything.
他这句话不必说的吗?
He didn't have to say
谁说我要与你同在?
That said, God, I will be with you.
无论往哪里去,
no matter where you go,
我必保佑你, 领你归回这地, 总不离弃你,
I will protect you and bring you back to this land. I will not leave you.
雅各不会中途夭折的嘛?
So Jacob will not die in the middle.
雅各就是碰到哥哥, 也没问题的,
he doesn't have to worry about meeting his brother.
但是弟兄姊妹雅各是雅各,
but Jacob is Jacob.
神的话他完全没有听见,
he forgot about God,
没有听清楚,
he didn't hear it.
但是你看神好像开个空头支票一样,
God wrote a blank check.
为什么还重要呢?
Why is it important?
不要忘记,
don't forget.
现在神的工作要告一段,
now the work of God has to end.
亚伯拉罕是起头,
now Abraham is the beginning,
雅各是终结,
Jacob is the
end. 亚伯拉罕以撒跟神的城发生关系,
Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, what does that have to do with the city?
现在雅各跟神的殿又发生关系,
now what does Jacob have to do with the temple of God?
所以等到雅各的后裔慢慢慢慢 羽毛长风了以后,
as the descendants of Israel, as their wings started to spread out, God dwelt amongst them.
神住在他们中间,
God dwells among them.
这果然是神的殿,
this is the temple of God.
在旷野是会幕, 到了耶路撒冷, 到了迦南地就变成圣殿,
in the wilderness it was a tabernacle, in the city of Jerusalem was a temple.
所以弟兄姊妹,
the brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕是想到我怎么办呢?
Abraham was thinking, what should I do?
现在我要在哪里住呢?
Where should I live?
我要在哪里吃呢?
What should I eat?
我要在哪里喝呢?
Where should I drink?
他一满脑子都想到自己的前途,
he was just thinking about his future.
他不知道神,
he didn't know that God had a future.
他不知道神在亚伯拉罕身上开始耶路撒冷,
he did not know that God began the work of Jerusalem.
从他的奉献开始,
starting from his consecration,
然后继续他的工作,
continue his work,
一直等到柱子完成,
until the pillar is formed.
那个奉献不过是打下根基就是,
that consecration was but a foundation.
在根基上,
and on the foundation,
你看见神要立起四根的柱子,
God will form four pillars.
这不过是预表,
this is only but
a type, 这不过俗话,
this is only a picture.
加上新约的三根柱子,
if you add the three pillars in the New Testament,
雅各跟基法跟约翰,
James, John and Peter,
你看智慧建造房屋,
now the wisdom
built
its own house,
造成了七根的柱子,
and hewn out seven pillars.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你明白吗?
Now you understand that?
主告诉雅各说,
God told Isaac,
我总不离弃你,
Jacob, I will not leave you,
直到我成全了向你所应许,
until I have fulfilled what I have promised you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主所应许的只是你平平安安回来吗?
Is God's promise just so that you return peaceful?
不,
no.
主所应许,
the God's promise,
那个宠雅各,
you worm Jacob,
变成一只蝴蝶,
became a butterfly.
那个诡诈的雅各, 丑陋的雅各,
the ugly Jacob,
变成以色列,
has become Israel,
能和主一同走啊,
can be reign with God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
总不离弃雅各,
I will not leave you,
一直等到成全了向你所应许,
until I have done what I have promised.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们今天生活太紧张,
today we are too nervous.
我们看见 千人倒在我们左边, 万人倒在我们右边,
we see thousands falling on our left, 10,000 on
our right. 每三个, 每四个人里面, 好像有一个就要得癌症,
as if every four, one will get cancer.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 有一件事你要知道,
there's one thing you have to remember.
先知在 耶路撒冷外面是不可能丧命的,
prophets will not die outside of Jerusalem.
如果神的使命在你身上,
if the work of God is in your life,
神的工作在你身上,
the work of God is in your life,
如果你许愿说,
if you have a vow,
我所整的那个石头要做你的殿,
So that pillar that I have as a pillow, it will be your
pillow.
Before the Lord finishes his work, you will not go. You will not die easily.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers, so when you're sick, you don't have to look at the disease. The more you look at the disease, the more you worry. The more you have the word of God. You know that before the Lord's work is complete in you,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见他要与我们同在,
he will be with us.
无论往哪里去,
no matter where we go,
都保佑你,
he will keep us.
But you have to be careful
with
your
eyes. Don't close your eyes.
You
should open your eyes.
那么不过点,领你回回这地,
and I'll bring you back to this land.
都不丢弃你,
not forsake you.
直到我成全了向你所应许,
until I have done what I have promised you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在明白了,
now you understand that?
到了雅各,
when you come to Jacob,
讲到神有一个托付,
so God has
according
to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
以撒要下埃及去了,
Isaac has to go to Egypt.
亚伯拉罕失败了,
Abraham failed and bore Egypt.
雅各又骗了父亲的祝福,
and then Jacob cheated his father.
没有一个是材料,
none of them are right material.
如果根据旧约的原则的话,
according to the principle of the
according to the covenant of God,
the work of God would have ended.
但是感谢,
but thank the Lord.
你看见没有,
you see that? The whole
old testament
history
shows
God's work will continue.
就害怕了,
the flesh started to be afraid.
这地是何等的可畏,
it's indeed a fearful place.
我可以梦神的殿,
I can dream of the house of God.
但是我不能在神的殿,
but I cannot be in the house of God.
这个肉体, 这个神的殿不是肉体能生活的殿,
the house of God is not a place where the flesh can be saved.
神的殿是叫肉体连喘气都不能喘气,
the house of God causes the flesh not even to be able to breathe.
这不是别的,
there's none other.
乃是神的殿,
this is the house of God.
也是天的门,
it's also the gates of heaven.
我们知道这一次亚伯罕只能经过不成,
we know this time God, Jacob can only pass through, but
因为他要往巴大亚来去,
because he has to go to Paddan Aram.
神在他身上工作才刚开始吗?
God's work on him was just started.
现在他有20年漂流在外吗?
So now for 20 years he will be wandering.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers, this time bought Bethel.
他只经过一下,
he only passed through.
访问一下,
he just passed through.
弟兄姊妹, 我们若真讲教会的,
if we want to speak about the church,
请大家记得,
please remember,
教会不是叫我们肉体舒畅的地方,
the church is not a place where our flesh will be comfortable.
教会常常是叫我们的肉体窒息的地方,
so the church oftentimes causes our flesh to suffocate.
你不能够呼吸,
you cannot breathe.
弟兄姊妹,
you want to find somewhere else.
所以很多人打游击这个道理,
so that's why many people, they just
这里聚会,
那里聚会, meet there a little bit, meet there a little bit.
这里有人捧我,
if people are nice to me here,
这人看不起我道,
if people despise me here, I'll go somewhere else, if people respect me.
你看你什么叫神的家?
What is the house of God?
什么叫神的殿?
What is the temple of God?
你明白神的旨意?
You don't understand the purpose of God?
但这不是别的,
but no,
神的殿也是天的门,
the house of God is the gate of heaven.
我们只能经过,
we can only pass through.
但是感谢,
but thank the Lord.
虽然如此,
even though this is
那个印象在雅各身上太深,
that impression was too deep on
有的话他懂,
some of it he understood, some of it he didn't understand.
结果他清早起来,
and he woke up early in the morning,
他就把所整的石头就立作柱子,
so he took that pillar and made it a pillar,
然后浇油在上面,
anointed it,
这是第一根的柱子,
this is the first pillar.
他什么也没有做,
he didn't do anything.
像亚伯拉罕什么也没有做一样,
just like Abraham didn't do anything.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
第一根的柱子, 那个见证在他身上就产生,
the first pillar, that testimony was established in him.
那个柱子是他把他所整的石头立作柱子,
so that pillar was made from that pillar what he laid upon.
这个柱子, 这个石头代表旷野的艰难,
this pillar speaks about the difficulty in the wilderness.
亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
这个整个的石头代表整个的旷野的经历,
now this, the pillar speaks about the whole experience in the wilderness.
但是亚伯拉罕, 但是雅各枕在上面睡着,
but Abraham fell asleep on the pillar.
在旷野里面没有安息的地方, 雅各找到了安息,
wherever there was no rest in the wilderness, Jacob found rest.
为什么?
Why?
只有神所立的约,
only the covenant that God has established.
那个片面的约,
only that partial covenant.
恩典的约,
or the covenant of grace.
永远的约,
everlasting covenant.
能叫我们得着安心,
allow us to have rest.
不是我做,
it's not that I'm doing it, but God is doing it.
油,
the oil speaks about the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后他就给那个地方起名叫做伯特利。
And then he gave that place the name Bethel.
弟兄姊妹, 伯特利什么意思呢?
What does Bethel mean?
就是神的家里。
It means it's the house of God.
然后下面雅各做了一件事。
Then Jacob did something else.
他祖父没有做。
His father didn't do it.
他的父亲也没有做。
His father didn't do it as well.
很多人误会了这段圣经。
Many people misunderstood this
portion. 因为不懂得那个圣经的背景。
Because they didn't understand the background of this portion of scripture.
许多人以为说神说了那么多，雅各都没有听见。
Many people think what God said, Jacob didn't hear it.
神若与我同在，在我行的路上保佑我，又给我食物穿，给我。 衣服穿等等等等，然后我就怎样怎样怎样怎样。
If God will be with me or keep me on this journey, I will give me food to eat, etc., etc. I will.
所以我们误会了。
So we misunderstood.
我们以为说这是雅各没有信心的表现。
We thought that this was Jacob without faith.
这是因为我们不懂那个背景。
Because we don't understand the background.
如果你懂得背景，
If you understand the background,
雅各娶的是个愿。
Jacob actually made a vow.
这圣经无数愿，许多愿里面的一个愿。
This is many one among many vows in the Bible.
弟兄们不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
愿什么叫愿呢？
What is a vow?
如果你要许个愿的话，
If you want to establish a vow,
这里面有个公式的。
There is a formula.
前面如果怎样怎样怎样，
If something something something,
然后我就怎样怎样怎样，
Then I will something something.
如果你这样做， 就是表示你许了愿了。
If you do this, it becomes a vow.
我在前面就许了愿了。
I have established a vow.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
什么叫愿呢？
What is a vow?
愿几乎就像约一样。
Vow is almost like a covenant.
问题在这里，
But the problem is this.
这个愿呢，不是两方面的东西。
A vow is not two ways.
对方什么也没有做，
The other side didn't do anything.
我主动的。
I proactively.
我自己愿意。
I am willing to do it.
我甘心的。
I am willing to do it.
没有人要求我。
No one required it of me.
那我说了，我在神面前说了。
I said it before God.
如果这些事情发生的话，
If these things happen,
那我就怎样怎样怎样，
Then I will do this, 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 this.
那我就被这个约， 我就被这个 vow 愿的， 就把它绑住了。
Then I am tied down by that vow.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
没有一个人随便，
No one makes a vow carelessly.
如果按照旧约的规矩的话，
According to the Old Testament,
你如果不小心许愿， 你忽然发热情乱许愿的话， 你就等于卖身契， 把你自己卖掉了。
If you do a vow carelessly, you almost sold yourself out.
所以不要忘记，
So don't forget,
这里雅各所许的愿，
The vow that Jacob had
是根据神所对他所说的话，
It's according to what God spoke.
神说我要与你同在，
God said I will be with you.
那现在雅各把它放在一个愿的一个 form， 一个形式。
So Jacob put it into a format of a vow.
神若与我同在，
If God is with me,
在我所行的路上保佑，
He will keep me on my journey.
不过下这句话神没有说， 又给我食物吃， 给我衣服穿。
And give me food to eat and garments to wear.
神不管你在麦当劳吃东西呢， 还是在其他的话在 Kentucky Chicken， 这是神不关心这件事。
So God is not concerned about what you eat.
不过这个时候雅各他要加上这一点，
But he had to add this，
使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家里，
And I return to my father's house in safety.
弟兄姊妹，这都是神说过的。
Did God already spoke on it?
你看见吗？
You see that?
现在问题在这里，
Now the problem is,
你对神的话认跟不认跟？
Are you serious about God's
word? 如果神真的这样做了，
If God did such a thing,
不要忘记你们两个没有立约。
Don't forget you didn't have a covenant.
明白不明白？
Do you understand that?
神所立的约是片面的。
God's covenant is one side.
雅各没有签字。
Jacob didn't sign it.
所以雅各根本没有被绑住。
So Jacob was not.
雅各得胜失败都没有关系。
Whether Jacob failed or was successful didn't matter.
看这些有什么？
Brothers and sisters.
雅各做了一件 惊天动地的事。
But Jacob did something tremendous.
是做他父亲祖父从来没有做过的事。
Did something that his father and
当亚伯拉罕的约是片面的时候，
Now when Abraham's covenant was
亚伯拉罕没有什么表示，
Abraham didn't have any
expressions. 你看以撒也没有什么表示，
Isaac didn't express
anything. 雅各反而做了表示了。
Jacob expressed something.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？ 在神那一边，
On God's side,
是三面的，
it's one side.
不管雅各、亚伯拉、以撒、雅各怎样，
No matter how Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are,
这个祝福就是临到他们。
This blessing will come upon them.
现在雅各怎么说呢？
Now what did Jacob say?
只要怎样怎样怎样，
If such and such and such,
我
then I will establish the covenant.
弟兄姊妹, 这个不是对方要求的,
it's not something required by the
other side.
I will make God my God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
神已经是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神,
God is already the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
当他许愿的时候,
but when he established a vow,
神是我的神,
God becomes my God,
雅各的神,
the God of Jacob.
这里雅各的神就变成主观的了,
now this God becomes a personal and subjective God.
神的工作就完成,
then the work of God is completed.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你明白吗?
You understand?
一直到雅各许了愿以后,
after Jacob had this vow,
神果然做了这些事,
God did these things.
现在雅各没有话说,
now Jacob had nothing to say.
他把一生放在神的面前,
he placed himself before God.
他要以耶和华做他的神,
he will make God his God.
他不是理论上说神是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各,
not just in theory Abraham, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他从里面这样说,
he said it from the inside, God is my God.
然后下面32节说, 22节说,
then verse 22,
我所立为柱子的石头,
this stone which I have set up,
也必做神的殿,
as a pillar will be God's house.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
雅各后来回来是真的,
Jacob, when he returned, was real.
神的殿也是真的,
the house of God is real.
为什么?
Why?
因为雅各许了这个,
because Jacob had this vow.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘,
because of this,
神记得雅各所许的愿,
God remembers the vow that Jacob had.
后来他对雅各显现,
then he appeared to Jacob.
他说,
he said, I am the God of Bethel.
神记得,
God remembers.
你立了根柱子,
you, stab, you laid a pillar.
你浇在上面,
and you pointed it with oil.
感谢主题,
thank the Lord.
从这里开始,
from that point on,
神在雅各的身上,
in the life of Jacob,
立了四根的柱子,
he established four pillars.
本来是从雅各,
before he was a worm Jacob.
后来最后17年,
the last 17 years,
在埃及的时候,
in Egypt,
他好像一只蝴蝶,
he was just like a butterfly.
他本来是要雅各,
before he wanted Jacob,
后来他的名字叫做, 后来名字叫以色列,
then his name became Israel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是神在雅各身上的工作,
this is the work of God in Jacob.
但是不要忘记了,
don't forget,
神的工作不是只停在雅各身上,
God doesn't stop with Jacob.
你明白吗?
Remember?
这个原则也用在他的后裔身上,
this principle applies to his descendants.
更重要的,
more importantly,
他属灵的原则,
the spiritual reason,
就是我们的主对拿单业和他,
is what God spoke to Nathaniel and the other disciples.
你们要看见天开,
you shall see the heavens open.
神的使者在人子身上上去下来,
and the angels of God ascending and descending upon
the man. 你们要做一个梦像雅各的梦,
you have to have a dream like the dream of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹, 神的羔羊说出神是亚伯拉罕以撒的神,
now God said that God is the God of Abraham and Isaac.
神的羔羊, 神的羔羊,
the Lamb of God said.
那么讲到神的殿界, 神的天梯的时候,
oh, when you speak about the Lamb of God, you speak about Abraham and Isaac.
神是雅各的神,
when you speak about the heavenly ladder, God is the God of Jacob.
现在当我们醒过来的时候,
as we wake up,
神在我们身上雕刻成一根柱子,
God is forming the pillar in us.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
后来约翰果然是一根柱子,
now John became a pillar,
然后彼得果然是一根柱子,
Peter became a pillar,
我们也应当是教会主子,
we also ought to become a pillar in the church.
这样你所在的地方,
now the place where you're at,
教会就被建立,
then the church can be built.
所以但愿我们把荣耀归给你,
may the glory be unto the Lord.
主说,
God said,
我要建造, 主说,
the Lord said,
我要建造我的教会在这磐石,
I will build my church upon this rock.
主怎么做这工作?
How does the Lord does the work?
你读圣经里面讲到两本起初的书,
if you read the two books of beginnings in the Bible,
太初有道,
in the beginning was the word,
这是约翰福音,
this is Gospel of
John, 那里讲的神的羔羊,
it speaks about the Lamb of God,
讲的神的天梯,
the heavenly ladder of God.
那解释在哪里?
But where's the explanation?
是圣经最起初的一本书,
it's the first book in the Bible.
你初神,
in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
We
see that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's also the God of
Bethlehem.
May the Lord bless His own
word.
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主,
dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
这些弟兄们,他们在寒冷的天气花了一个周末聚在这里,
these brothers and sisters have spent a whole weekend in the cold to attend this meeting.
我们求你不叫他们空手,
Lord, may they not return empty-handed.
当然他们回去的时候,
as they return,
看见他们一生怎样的像雅各一样,
they may see their lives, their whole lives like Jacob.
我们这些人,
That upon our shoulders we have the city of God and the house of God.
你的同在和你的见证,
your presence and your testimony.
就是我们的使命,
it is our mission.
主啊, 我们感谢你,
we thank you.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
借着这些话对我们每一个人说话,
but speak to each one of us to be
不让我们过去,
do not let us go back.
但愿这些话能够产生在永久的影响,
may these words produce eternal influence.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名,
in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.